This will be a day long remembered. We'll soon see the end of the Democrats. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. It's Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are 33 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 26 seconds to the most important election day in world history. Hands down, nothing even comes close. 109 days until President Trump is inaugurated, the 47th president of the United States of America. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Well, I'm not on drugs. I've had a cup of coffee this morning, didn't eat breakfast, and worked out for an hour and 15 minutes. And about 10 minutes before I went on air, I was just hit with euphoria. I'm higher than a kite right now. I told the crew, I said, I'm not going to be able to do the show. I don't know what's, I just feel total euphoria. This is weird. I have, a few times I was like 3 or 4 years old, I have early memories of just all, just having euphoria walking around the backyard or the house or whatever. And that's kind of how I feel right now. And then I was analyzing it right as we were going live 2 minutes ago. And I went, I felt a disturbance in the force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master. And I really started thinking about what was I intellectually thinking getting ready for the show? What was the understanding I had? And it was that the enemy is defeated, they're being crushed, and everything they do is failing, and the tide is totally turned, and a great weight lifted off of me. That's what it is. When you get hit with something so huge, and I was going to come on air and explain that, and I literally stumbled in there to talk to Ben, because he'll type out what I want for the live show headlines, because I was godsmacked, I guess is the word they use for it. Is this what being godsmacked? Pull up the definition of godsmacked. Poleaxe. It happened about 7, 8 minutes before I went live. At about 10:53, I get a cup of coffee, and I walk in here to the studio. I'd already been getting ready earlier. And I just start like going, whoa, I'm in having euphoria. And it was because before I walked out of the studio, I just went, we're winning. And I've known we're winning, but I've had this weight on me. I've talked about it a lot, the urgency, the incredible danger we're all in. And I just got thunderbolted like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus or something. It's starting to dissipate. Thank God, or I couldn't do the show. I mean, I'm talking like, I've only felt like this, I have vague memories a few times when I was a child feeling like this. This is a different feeling. This is, and I'm always sharing it on air because that's what I do, totally transparent. I almost chased guys in the office next door. I almost said, get in there and do the show for a while. I got to go lay down. But you know what? I didn't. I decided to go on air. And that's really it. Is this just the Holy Spirit, God saying, hey, there's a lot of bad going on. There's a lot of good, but we're in control. God's in control. The good people are going to be in control. Things are going to turn around. The tide's going to turn. And I'm sure there'll be some other great evil that comes. I'm not saying that some utopia is about to happen, but I just had a huge weight lifted off me. I feel like a feather. It's just crazy. Yeah, that's it. Godsmacked. Overwhelmed with wonder, surprise, and shock. Astounded. Several minutes later, I touched the bottom. Please discover that Louise, despite all her experience exploring caves elsewhere in the world, is as godsmacked as I am. This place is huge and daylit, she says. Her face glazed with awe. So they find a secret cave with light coming in at the top. It's just gorgeous. That's interesting. That's Gregory Crotch? Croach? All right. Yeah, I'm godsmacked. And I'm enjoying it, but I kind of want it to go away because I got to broadcast today. I got hit by a freaking thunderbolt 10 minutes ago. I mean, bam.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
She was a dancer. It is Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024.
She came on like a teaser. I had to touch and tease her.
Three days out to the most important election in world history. And we're still on air despite all the enemy's attacks because of you. You are not the listeners. You are the people. You are the blood and guts and soul and mind and the bones and the will of the people. You are God's instruments on this planet. You are incredible. And I suggest you turn that power loose. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the transmission Evil Fears. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I was getting ready for the show this morning, got up at 5 a.m. and then went and worked out and was thinking about last night and going over all the news before I went on air. And I just want to say we're kicking the New World Order's ass. Thank God. All the glory to God. We've come close to bottom. I think we're realizing we're about to hit bottom. I don't think we've hit bottom yet, but we see we're about to hit bottom. And to quote Helter Skelter, I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. And that's what the New World Order understands is they're on the bottom, we're on the top, they're in a lot of trouble. And we're in trouble because we're going down with them, but at least we know we don't want to be going down, and we know that God's real, and we know the devil's a joke. So, we covered that debate last night, Owen Schroyer, Chase Geyser, Luke Rutkowski, Roger Stone and others. We did a pretty good job last night. But when you're actually in the thick of something, everybody knows this. That's why you tune in. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. You tune in because you already know it. It just feels good to know other people know what you know, doesn't it? And there's a lot of us, aren't there? That's right. But the point is, when you're close to something, you don't usually get the full import of it. But this morning, and just thinking about everything, you can put a cherry on top right now of the New World Order, and it'll take them a while to get blown away and removed, but this is the end. This is the end. The beginning of the end. They're done. They're losers. And everyone's seeing walls who look like some weird cross between Nosferatu and a Martian super creepy, constantly making bizarre, strange faces, scared because he knows he's a criminal. He knows he's a, I mean, I'll just say it. If he's not a pedophile, then I don't know up from down. I'm not saying he is. I haven't seen the proof, but I mean, you know, my pedo radar, like the needle smashes the gauge and just melts into the control panel. Fire shoots out of the gauges. When I mean, like, here, let's put the pedo scanner on this guy. And the scanner just blows up. It's never picked up. Well, Stelter's, it's the same signal. I mean, it's pegged. It's like, okay, whoa, this is really bad. This is a super creep. Lock up your children. Run for the hills, man. It's here. So that is a demon walking on two legs right there. So people saw it last night, and they saw J.D. Vance up there calm and majestic and focused and decent and good, and then they saw this pile of demons just up there wriggling and coiling and snapping and snarking. So that's where we are. And the pathetic moderators sniping at Vance and just all the lies. I mean, this morning, I was trying to go over all these clips. I've got so many clips it makes my head spin. Okay, I mean, look at this. I've got page after page after page of these, and just everything is a lie. Everything said last night by them was a lie, except one thing. And J.D. Vance did attack Trump 9 years ago and did drink the Kool-Aid. Only thing they said that was true was that, and Vance said, yeah, I was wrong. That's it. They said one thing in 2 hours that was true. And everything Vance said was true. So everything the moderators and everything Walz said was a lie, except that Vance did say that about Trump. That was true. And everything else was a lie. And everything Vance said was true. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's not like we're going through these video still shots of Walz and like finding the occasional. You can't go through any of the video. I was trying it last night, and I was just going through frame by frame. He is a freakazoid. So, should I even play all these clips to go over the lies for you? Trump opened the border. You need me to tell you that's a lie? Walz doesn't want your guns, but we sure don't need these things out there. You know, he said that. Remember that? You got that clip. Oh, that's ridiculous. We don't want your guns, but sure enough, well, we don't need some of these types of guns out there. So it just went on and on. And oh, no, they don't kill babies after they're born. They do it all the time. A whole bunch of states have passed the law. Was it 11, 12 states where the baby pops out, it's at 9 months. That happens a lot of births. She's woman gets something on the deal about doing an abortion. Baby pops out, 8.5 months old. And in most of the cases, they're not ready to harvest its organs. They just, because when they are, at certain key hospitals, they take them and say, oh, your baby died. They keep it alive. And the orders come in for a few weeks and they exsanguinate the baby. They take all of its organs, all its blood and everything and sell it to the highest bidder. But in the cases all over the country, most of the time with the abortuaries, they're not ready for that. They just take the baby and they just sell it as parts. They don't even have the guts to kill it themselves because they know it's illegal what they're doing. They'll set it on a shelf or put it in a refrigerator to freeze to death. Everything I'm saying, just type it in. Nurses at abortion clinic put babies in freezer live. You know, that's like a thing they do all over the country. San Francisco, Austin, Texas, Kansas City, Chicago, New York. Think I'm joking? Everything I say here is from news articles, okay? So I can play you Northam, how they keep the baby alive and then harvest its organs. That was his job. That's what he did before he was a governor. You want to see that? So he lied about that. He lied about Minnesota not having a housing crisis and that illegals aren't the main cause of housing shortages, and then inflation's the reason they're so expensive and property tax. So that was a big lie. I mean, it was just, at a certain point, when you know someone's a complete liar, what is the point of even analyzing all of it? That's my question. I guess we should go over some of it. You know, I was going to have some guests on today, but we've canceled those because I want to just be able to open the phones up throughout the full transmission. And, you know, if Chase Geyser, who's really working hard back there, he does a great job, if he wants to fire his spaces up on Democrat debate disaster, Alex Jones and speakers respond. I mean, all the polls, 60, 70%, Vance won, even their skewed polls. Other polls, 90%. X polls, 90%. So Vance was there to be the good cop and not be aggressive like Trump. And overall, I think it was a good strategy. I wish he would have hit him with the government's child trafficking, or Kamala didn't get one vote to be the nominee when they were talking about Trump being a threat to democracy. I mean, there was some big lost opportunities. But overall, it was a complete and total rout. And people really saw, like, how do you get such a plastic, creepy, fake, stupid, shallow person as Kamala? And then how do you dredge up Tim Walz, one of the weirdest, creepiest people I've ever seen? Authentically scary. I mean, that is a psychotic communist Chinese agent, obsessed with children, obsessed with sterilizing children and cutting their genitals off, obsessed with putting tampons in boys' bathrooms, lying about everything. Oh, I won the Business Association State Award. Didn't get any award. Just everything is a lie. Oh, I was at Tiananmen Square and saw the army tanks running over people. Wasn't even there. Lie after lie. And then he, you know, well, I'm just an idiot. Or what was the exact quote? I'm a knucklehead. Yeah, I wasn't there. I'm a knucklehead. You want to be the vice president, potentially the president, and you're this creepy coach that puts tampons in boys' bathrooms and has the police stand down while half of Minneapolis is burned down. And his wife is another incredibly freakish person. It's like, where do they get these people? Maybe David Icke's right. Maybe they are aliens. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, maybe Tim Walz, like, he pulls a rubber mask off and it's like a reptile or something. I don't know. But, I mean, he comes off as revolting. And if it's possible, he's even creepier than Kamala. Because, I mean, I'll give you this. Barack Obama comes off as slick and well-spoken and has this suave to him. And I don't like Obama. He's evil. He's corrupt. He's bad. He does all this terrible stuff. But, I mean, if you're not intellectual and smart and you're listening to Obama, you start believing it because the guy comes off as somewhat genuine. Bill Clinton could BS a little bit too, couldn't he? But still, you know, you still know he's a fraud. But when you look at Kamala and Walz, it's like, how did they find people like this? But see, this is an anti-human satanic movement. They want to put these puppets in power to degrade us and demoralize us and just condition us and to have no hope. So I'm kind of ranting here. In fact, I am ranting, and I've got so many clips and so much other news, and there's so much crazy stuff happening. But at the end of the day, there is a massive rejection of Walz, and it was a resounding, crushing defeat. Gosh, his wife looks like that crazy woman that made up the stuff about Trump and then said, you know, this is the dress he attacked me in, and the dress wasn't made till 3-8 years after know, the tag has when it was made after she claimed he assaulted her. Of course, she said 25 years later. Wow, his wife looks like that woman. What, Jean Carroll? Is he married to Jean Carroll? She's the one that, this is Walz's wife on screen, not Jean Carroll. She's the one that says she loved the smell of burning tires and burning buildings. She just opened the window, she could just smell it. Oh, yeah, people's businesses being burned down. Man, isn't that great? Homeless shelters getting burned down? Oh, boy, I love the smell of that. What kind of jerks are into that? So they're into deviancy, folks. They're into anything bad, anything that goes against God, anything decent. They don't like it. And all of us have a blind spot because we're not like that. And we love God. We love life. We just are so thankful to be alive and have consciousness. And we're just like, why would you go against this? Why would you attack children? Why would you hurt people's innocence? Why would you try to chop little boys' ding-dongs off? And it's because they're demons, people. These damn things come into this dimension, and they're just joyriding in these flesh puppets. Like this is, it's not like it. This planet for Satan is like a Grand Theft Auto video game. Does that make sense? Like, you know, they don't go off to, like the movie Avatar, to summon Pandora, this beautiful planet, to get this incredible energy source, and they've got these avatars they jack into electronically, and they're there to get this resources. Well, no, in the real movie, it's like a whole planet where these things jack in so they can just Grand Theft Auto and rape and murder and kill kids and just, you know, run around psychotically, and they get control of the governments, and every culture gets taken over at some point. They build big pyramid idols and sacrifice kids to them, and every culture says we're doing it for the demons. They give us knowledge if we do. I mean, that's what we're up against. And everybody's having that realization now. Like, wow, the space invaders don't show up in little tinfoil flying saucers. They're in the ether. They're in fold space right next to you. And that's what all the mathematics and all the equations and all the quantum mechanics proves. In a dimension right next to us. And the energy bleeds both directions. Interesting. Yeah, you've got people have already noticed. See, I noticed this, and the crew searched it, and somebody else already noticed it. That's why I love. That's why they invented 130 years ago or whatever it was, radio. Three dudes invented it the same week and published it the same week. Marconi, you always hear him because he got it the most published. But they all simultaneously invented radio the same week because that's how humans work. We get a level of knowledge, and suddenly, boop, it just happens. So, yeah, you got Jean Carroll, Walz's wife, and the attempted Trump killer down in Florida. That's funny. If you're a radio listener, you're missing this. Hey, have you guys or somebody retweet that on my ex, please, Real Alex Jones, so all the radio listeners can see it. I guess that's on Nikki Sparks X, Princess Nikki SS. I guess you find it there. Just put it out on Real Alex Jones. I deserve a good laugh. So I had this euphoria of 7-8 minutes before I went on air, and I was like, wait, didn't eat breakfast, had a couple bottles of water, had one coffee. What am I on? Did somebody slip me something? I was like, no. Vance won the debate. People are seeing through it everywhere. The polls, even the skewed ones, show everybody's going against Kamala. I mean, the undecided. It's shifting against her. And it's happening all over the world. Populists are getting elected. You go look at a Bill Gates video, there'll be 5 million views and 50,000, 100,000 comments. You read for hours, can't find one comment for him. Same thing with Klaus Schwab. Same thing with, you know, P. Diddy and the CIA. Pedo Diddy. And, of course, all these lawsuits come out about the sex operations and the FBI and Epstein and then the CIA. So they go create a criminal case on just one male sex slave guy so they can limit it at that. And then the FBI can block all those lawsuits because there's an ongoing investigation to cover up their operation. But, you know, 20 years ago, I knew that. Ted Gunderson knew that. A few of the people that were really informed knew it, but it sounded so horrible. We would tell you all this, and then people would go, oh, that can't be. But now it's like people don't even listen to Alex Jones. They just automatically understand that now. And you see, when you reach that level of understanding, The globalists are in big trouble. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to break here in a few minutes. And then I am going to come back, go through all these clips. I'm going to open the phones up, take your calls, get into all the other geopolitical news, military news, economic news, a bunch of poison shot news, a bunch of weather weapon news, mainstream news. Oh, it's mainstream news that they can aim Doppler radar at hurricanes and make them stronger or kill them or make them weaker or steer them. I didn't know that. I just had the father of weather weapons on the show 16, 17 years ago when they declassified it. They were already manipulating weather in World War II. They could control it by the late 60s. So do they control this hurricane? I don't know. Can they do it? Yeah. So you got to investigate it. We've got that. But let me say this before we go to break. I want to thank the listeners for everything you've done over the years. I want to thank you for your prayers and support. All of this success is because of you. And yeah, I get to get attacked, but that's kind of fun because it means you're over the target. But I want to just pledge to you I'll never give up, never back down, but I could give out, as I say. They're going to try to, Media Matters, George Soros is in the news. They're going to try to buy InfoWars and outbid whoever tries to buy it on the 13th of November. And they said they want to shut the doors. It's not about money. All FBI run, you know that. But I can still go work for somebody else. I can't own anything myself because they'll come and try to take that. They're leaving the $1.5 billion fake judgment there to be able to do that. But if you support my sponsors and the different organizations I'm going to work with, other than killing me or putting me in prison, which they sure might do, and I'm on my course. I'm not changing. That's if they do that, that's just the way it is. I don't want that to happen, but I'm not going to change course. I'm committed to this beyond committed. I mean, it's when you're beyond committed, you don't need to be committed anymore. You just are doing it. It's beyond committed, ultra committed. But I do need the funds for the things we're doing behind the scenes and a lot of stuff that's going on. So the action item is go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, and get this new T-shirt, Join or Die, with the original 13 Colony flag. There are the fundraiser shirts. They're all fundraisers. There's some that are marked up if you really want to support us. They're limited edition. The Alex Jones for President 2028 fun shirt and the classic InfoWars shirt with the big red InfoWars on navy blue and the American flag. A lot of great classic shirts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to, again, humbly thank all of those that have gone and gotten shirts. And I want to encourage all the rest of the folks. This is history. This is your chance to stand up for InfoWars, to stand up for an organization the enemy hates above anything but Trump, and to continue to get this out to millions and millions of new people every day. Because that's who we're really targeting, is folks that are starting to wake up and don't know what's going on. And now's the time. So please keep us on the air one way or another. If you want to do that and want to see us come roaring back, even if Soros gets this place and shuts it down, then we need support right now. This is an action item. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. One word, TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And the ball caps, so much more. There's going to be a lot of high-quality supplements added soon. We could already have them. They're actually going to rush crap out. This is going to be really good. We will sell no wine until it's time, as they say. And then we've got the ball caps. All of it's going to be some amazing Made in America knives being added, but they just can't rush those because they're handmade. All of it at thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com, separate from InfoWars. My dad's company is amazing, and it's got a lot of amazing supplements and things there. So if you want to get great supplements and keep us on air, go now to drjonesnaturals.com. You can't fight the globalists better than doing that. So basically not supporting is rolling over and dying. So and that's true. So it's up to you. Thank you.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out, and I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, for 1776, etc., on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it,
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props for fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It's only going to get worse until people wake up. And you will wake up one way or another. You may wake up when the drones are flying down the street and the big trash trucks, robot driven, are pulling up and getting the dead bodies, and your wife and kids are dead, and for some reason you're immune to the new virus, and you're sitting there with the electricity off and no food, and half the city's dead. And just know that often luxurious places that people like Zuckerberg will be in their bunkers while we're all dying. Our people are everywhere, and they're watching the enemy. And when we all jump on their private jets this week, next month, a year from now, whatever it is, and the private airports are full of all the establishment and their minions loading up with all their crap, flying off to their armored fortresses, that's another key to know when they're about to pull the trigger on a new bioweapon or a nuclear war. But after the dust settles, we know where to get the medicine and food we need as survivors, don't we? And that's what matters at the end, is we will get these people. I may not be around for it, and a lot of you won't be around for it. But don't get on the bus when they tell you they're relocating you for your safety when all the food and energy's off. As you go to that forced labor camp, you ain't ever coming back. This is how it works in history. Happens all the time. People forget freedom. They don't stand up for themselves. And the tyrants take over. And they don't just not care about you. They hate you. They want to hurt you. I always hear, oh, the New World Order doesn't care about the people. Oh, the Democrats don't care. Oh, they do care. They love partying and taking drugs and getting their hair done and flying around on private jets while your kids are all locked up in the house with you and you're going bankrupt. They enjoy hurting you. It makes them enjoy their lives so much more. And hey, only people you got to blame is yourself, right? I mean, I'm not saying you're to blame. They obviously are the really bad people. But hey, I get it. You know, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of movies to see, a lot of concerts, a lot of, let somebody else handle that. Well, the New World Order is going to handle you. And they're making their move. You're like, well, they'll never get away with that. I mean, this is America. Have you looked around, boys and girls, at where we are and how fast things are going downhill? Showing you possible futures that are horrible so that we can stand up and become informed and pray to God and take action and not let those possible futures become reality. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024 transmission from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. All right, I'm going to play a bunch of these clips. And then I'm going to give the toll-free number out. And we're also launched a Spaces on X at Real Alex Jones to take your comments live on air. And I'm going to cover news and take your calls and comments for the balance of the broadcast today because I love taking calls. I love the wild card element of it. But when I open the phones up, you're welcome to call in about any topic you want, but I'll answer it quickly and move to the next point. I really would like to get your take on my view that we've turned the corner, the tide has turned demonstrably. I mean, we knew a few years ago it was turning and we were over the top, but now it's really cresting and smashing the enemy. And they're going to pull out all the stops and do some really nasty surprises. That's undoubted. But at the end of the day, it's the soul that matters and the intellect and the mind. That's the real currency of the universe is free will. And we're winning the hearts and minds at an accelerated rate. So in that department, the enemy may have the money and the control grid trying to turn off the foods. We have to beg them and they have power over us. But that's what weak people do. And trying to dumb people down and sterilize us and stun us with poison so we're more manageable. That's not what a strong group does. And yeah, it's painful and it's terrible and they hurt the children and they're committing crime in front of God's eyes and God's going to get them. But what's important is that we make the spiritual choice to say we're not with you and we're separating ourselves from you and we're going to oppose you because the boss created us to do this and we're doing what the boss says and we're in alignment with the master. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of all consciousness. And it is in that alignment that we then begin the process of transcension, of transcendence. And it is a wonderful process. As all of the corruption and the failure and the things that don't align boil and burn away. All right. I always have a problem starting with the news. There's just too much of it. But, I guess let's just start here. This is as good as anywhere. Here's CNN, clip 10, admits Tim Walz bombed the debate, says J.D. Vance was the much more experienced debater. So this is even CNN having to admit it.
I think there was a clear lack of preparation and execution here on Wall Street.
I think actually it's the opposite. I think he had too much preparation.
Maybe. Yeah.
He had so many lines that he was clearly trying to say that he didn't listen and said when J.D. Vance said one of the many, many things he really hit Kamala Harris on, not Tim Walz, but Kamala Harris, he didn't respond because he clearly had things in his mind. I think the lack of interviews that he has done with national media, with local media, it showed. He needed more reps.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, J.D. Vance is much more experienced at this, at public speaking, at defending himself, at pivoting.
And, of course, they're ignoring the big elephant in the room, not just how he looked sneaky and evil and gremlinish, Walz, Tampon Tim, but the lies. Oh, Kamala doesn't let illegals in. No, she just orders the Border Patrol to even let rapists and murderers and arsonists and kidnappers in. 400,000+ of them. And that's just who they caught. That's who turns themselves in. The real criminals don't turn themselves in. I've had Border Patrol union heads, whistleblowers on, ones that testify to Congress. They say it's well over 1 million crooks. 25 million illegals total, and they're all criminal coming across the border. But, I mean, we mean convicted bad people. And you've got Venezuela and all these countries just dumping their prisoners out of their prisons. The crime rate's plunging in Venezuela because they're shipping them here. People that have been in jail 5, 10, 15 years, just dumping them on us. That's a weapon system, just like fentanyl. And Tim Walz is like, that's ridiculous. And the fact-checking women, oh, yeah, Walz, you're wrong. Look at this overhead shot. CBS News fact-checked J.D. Vance and says, false, Kamala Harris was never the border czar. Now, she called herself the border czar hundreds of times. They said she was in charge of it to act like she was doing something. They lied and said she's been in charge of military operations just to pad her resume. And then I've got thousands of headlines, including from CBS, hundreds, saying she's in charge of the border. And I'm going to show you that in a moment. But technically, Alejandro Mayorkas, her partner in crime, one of the greatest human traffickers and sex slavers in history, he technically was in the cabinet and approved by the Senate. So you could technically say he's in charge, but they said she was in charge. So he's right. They're just playing a game. So look at this headline. J.D. Vance claim. Vance says Vice President Harris became the appointed border czar. Fact check. Harris was not asked to be the administration's border czar. They officially said she was. Or to oversee immigration policies and enforcement at the U.S. border with Mexico. That has mainly been the responsibility of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and his department, which oversees the country's main three immigration agencies, including Customs and Border Protection. Now, here is CBS headline. Harris to lead administration's efforts to stem migration at border. Here's the actual CBS headline. Harris to lead administration's efforts to stem migration at border. They go on to say she's the border czar. Overhead shot again. I want to show TV viewers this. CBS now says Vance is a liar. Absolutely insane. And you've got Walz saying he's friends with a lot of school shooters. Wow. So let's go to the next clip. Here's Tucker Carlson's comments on Walz saying he's friends with school shooters.
A Let's start with what I think is going to be the headline. Tim Walz saying he's friends with school shooters.
I've become friends with school shooters.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently he's become great friends with school shooters. I don't know what that means, but that was perhaps the greatest presidential or vice presidential debate flop in living memory. I mean, that's right up there with some of my best friends own NASCAR teams. That's just, it's not didn't come across as the speaker intended.
I mean, saying that some of your best friends own NASCAR teams, you know, does, you know, reveal you're in the top 1% for income, for sure.
Right.
But befriending school shooters raises a lot of other questions. Right.
There are a lot of good people who are friends with NASCAR team owners. Right. But saying I'm good friends with mass shooters, that doesn't really have the same vibe.
All right. Here is an extremely awkward moment for CBS News as Vance fact checks the fact checkers live on air.
And just to clarify for our viewers, Springfield, Ohio does have a large number of Haitian migrants who have legal status, temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret, but
thank you, Senator. We have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important because
we're going to turn out of the economy. Thank
Margaret,
you.
Margaret, the rules were that you guys weren't going to fact check. And since you're fact checking me, I think it's important to say what's actually going on. So there's an application called the CBP One app where you can go on as an illegal migrant, apply for asylum or apply for parole and be granted legal status at the wave of a Kamala Harris open border wand. That is not a person coming in, applying for a green card and waiting for 10 years. That
Thank
is
you,
the
Senator.
Facilitation of illegal immigration, Margaret, by
Thank
our
you,
own
Senator,
leadership.
Thank you, Senator, for describing the legal process.
And
we have so much to get to, Senator.
Those laws have been on the books since 1990.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The CBP One app has not been on the books.
It's since 1990. It's something that Kamala Harris created, Margaret.
Gentlemen, the audience can't hear you because your mics are cut. We have so much we want to get to. Thank you for explaining the legal process.
Deer in the headlights, those so-called reporters, those paid prostitutes, those shills, those mercenaries. Here's a short compilation of Kamala Harris saying she's not the border czar, but she was the border czar. Here it is.
She was put in charge of the border.
Nope.
She was in port in charge of reaching out to the South and Central American countries to stem the immigration.
She wasn't the border czar.
She was not actually the border czar.
She is not the border czar.
She was never border czar.
She was not the border czar.
Let's be very clear. There was no border czar.
President Biden put his vice president, Kamala Harris, in charge of one of his administration's growing challenges. She is now the point person on immigration.
Vice President Harris is now the Biden administration's point person
to oversee his administration's efforts to stem the flow of migrants.
Kamala Harris, the point person on immigration.
The point person in the effort to stop the flow of migrants.
And Kamala Harris will lead the response to the border challenge. Kamala Harris to lead the White House efforts to tackle migration challenges at the U.S.-Mexico border.
To take the lead on overseeing all of these efforts at the border.
Putting his vice president, Kamala Harris, in charge of this.
Her first big portfolio item
to oversee solutions.
And I have confidence that she's going to do a good job in this role. I think President Biden made a good decision, a wise move.
We also have a compilation coming up of Walz saying, I don't want your guns. Nobody wants your guns. Then we have them saying, we're going to take your guns. And they've actually put that in their official policy papers as their platform. Here's Walz asked why he lied about being in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square massacre. And it's the only time that the moderators actually came back at him. They did it like 15 times to Vance with lies. And he just says, I'm a knucklehead. He made it up. Here's that exchange.
Governor Walz, you said you were in Hong Kong during the deadly Tiananmen Square protests in the spring of 1989. But Minnesota Public Radio and other media outlets are reporting that you actually didn't travel to Asia until August of that year. Can you explain that discrepancy?
Yeah, well, and to the folks out there who didn't get at the top of this, look, I grew up in small rural Nebraska, town of 400, town that you rode your bike with your buddies till the streetlights come on, and I'm proud of that service. I joined the National Guard at 17, worked on family farms, and then I used the GI Bill to become a teacher, passionate about it, a young teacher. My first year out, I got the opportunity in the summer of 89 to travel to China. 35 years ago, be able to do that. I came back home and then started a program to take young people there. We would take basketball teams. We would take baseball teams. We would take dancers. And we would go back and forth to China. The issue for that was to try and learn. Now, look, my community knows who I am. They saw where I was at. They, look, I would be proud to tell you. I
have, back it up 5 seconds. He goes on for, you know, 2 minutes talking about who he is when they said you were in Tiananmen Square, you saw the massacre. Of course, he wasn't there. He was there months later in another country, Hong Kong, another region, another area. Go back to it.
I am. They saw where I was at. They... Look, I will be the first to tell you, I have poured my heart into my community. I've tried to do the best I can, but I've not been perfect, and I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been about that. Those same people elected me to Congress for 12 years. And in Congress, I was one of the most bipartisan people, working on things like farm bills that we got done, working on veterans benefits. And then the people of Minnesota were able to elect me to governor twice. So look, my commitment has been from the beginning to make sure that I'm there for the people, to make sure that I get this right. I will say more than anything, many times I will talk a lot. I will get caught up in the rhetoric. But being there, the impact it made, the difference it made in my life, I learned a lot about China. I hear the critiques of this. I would make the case that Donald Trump should have come on one of those trips with us. I guarantee you he wouldn't be praising Xi Jinping about COVID, and I guarantee you he wouldn't start a trade war that he ends up losing. So this is about trying to understand the world. It's about trying to do the best you can for your community, and then it's putting yourself out there and letting your folks understand what it is. My commitment, whether it be through teaching, which I was good at, or whether it was being a good soldier or was being a good member of Congress, those are the things that I think are the values that people care about.
Governor, just to follow up on that, the question was, can you explain the discrepancy?
Just, all I said on this was, is I got there that summer and misspoke on this. So I will just, that's what I've said. So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protests went in. And from that, I learned a lot of what needed to be in governance.
What a creepy alien. People just recoil from him. Calls himself a knucklehead and trying to explain his lies about China trips. Now, here he is saying, ridiculous. Nobody wants your guns. But then even in the exchange, he's like, but we don't want some of these guns out there. Here it is.
Gross majority, close to 90% in some of the statistics I've seen, of the gun violence in this country is committed with illegally obtained firearms. And while we're on that topic, we know that thanks to Kamala Harris's open border, we've seen a massive influx in the number of illegal guns run by the Mexican drug cartels. So that number, the amount of illegal guns in our country is higher today than it was 3.5 years ago. But what do we do about the schools? What do we do to protect our kids? And I think the answer is, and I say this not loving the answer, because I don't want my kids to go to school in a school that feels unsafe or where there are visible signs of security, but I unfortunately think that we have to increase security in our schools. We have to make the doors lock better. We have to make the doors stronger. We've got to make the windows stronger. And of course, we've got to increase school resource officers, because the idea that we can magically wave a wand and take guns out of the hands of bad guys, it just doesn't fit with recent experience. So we've got to make our schools safer. And I think we've got to have some common sense bipartisan solutions for how to do that.
Kamala Harris, as an attorney general, worked on this issue. She knows that it's there. No one's trying to scaremonger and say we're taking your guns, but I ask all of you out there,
what?
Do you want your schools hardened to look like a fort? Is that what we have to go?
No.
We know.
Vance literally said he doesn't, and they have both said they want to ban assault weapons, and Harris said she wants mandatory gun confiscation. She says buyback. It's confiscation.
It's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
And I wasn't surprised to learn this is the second best-selling shirt, because I love it as well. You just think just like me. It's so simple. Live free or die in black and green. All right, little ad on there for the T-shirts. We forgot to clip off, but that's okay, because that's how we keep the show on the air one way or another. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So I have a lot more of these lies coming up. I got a lot of other news we're going to hit as well, but I want you to be able to respond to the debate, what you thought of it. Do you agree we're turning the tide? What will the enemy do with only 33 days left? Put that on screen. That's hard to believe. The most important election in world history. We're going to take your calls for the next few hours, starting next hour. Here is the toll-free number to join us. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Long-time callers, first-time callers, agree, disagree. All we ask, you have a clear phone, and you have a topic you want to hit, and I'll go to you coming up, 877-789-2539. All right. Speaking of T-shirts, listen. They're going to try to shut InfoWars down on the 13th of November. We've survived a lot. Soros Group says they're coming in. New York Post reporting. Going to try to outbid anybody and shut this down. Well, I will continue on. And I'm not going to let the bad guys know our strategies and things. I'm just telling listeners, I need your support right now. It's action hour. If you want to hear this broadcast continue and robustly not skip a beat, coming up in November, if we don't get one of our people to win the bid and continue on here with InfoWars, which is my hope, and I hope you pray for that. And, you know, a lot of stuff's going on behind the scenes. But regardless, to fund whatever we're going to do, whether we save InfoWars or not, because a lot of the funds from the shirt purchases go to InfoWars. The rest goes to our sponsors that are helping things and to me, be able to fight and continue on with the legal battles I've got. So I need your support. I need your help. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There are two fundraiser shirts that are more. The InfoWars red on navy blue. The Alex Jones for President 2028. Those are limited edition. All the other shirts are great as well. They're just a lower price, but those are the two fundraisers. But they all fund the operation. Ball caps, you name it. These are amazing shirts. I need you to make the decision or not to keep us on air. I'm asking for your help. I think this is a valuable transmission. I think it's very important we stay on air. Again, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you're there, be sure and check it out. And just, these are great shirts. They're historic. And you'll know that you fought at the critical time in the Republic to fund one of the most important operations that the enemies of freedom absolutely hate. So let's stand up to them. Let's not let them win. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now. The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. $1,000. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But
sure,
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Loading the phone lines up right now at 877-789-2539. We'll be going to your calls starting next segment, interspersed with a ton of news, analysis, and breaking information. But let's go to some more of these clips right now. Let's play clip B. Vance wins on the border with these 2 points. Here it is.
Right now, in this country, Margaret, we have 320,000 children that the Department of Homeland Security has effectively lost. Some of them have been sex trafficked. Some of them, hopefully, are at homes with their families. Some of them have been used as drug trafficking mules. The real family separation policy in this country is, unfortunately, Kamala Harris's wide-open southern border. And I'd ask my fellow Americans to remember, when she came into office, she said she was going to do this. Real leadership would be saying, you know what, I screwed up. We're going to go back to Donald Trump's border policies. I wish that she would do that. It would be good for all of us. Look, I think what Tim said just doesn't pass the smell test. For 3 years, Kamala Harris went out bragging that she was going to undo Donald Trump's border policy. She did exactly that. We had a record number of illegal crossings. We had a record number of fentanyl coming into our country.
All right. So Walls did this a bunch last night, but I'm going to just get one of these on record for people that might have missed it. He said, look at the last 4 years. We will give you more. Yeah, we will do better. We're going to change the last 4 years. They've been in charge. I mean, this is just trying to murder logic. Here it is.
Thank you, Senator Vance. Thank you to CBS News. And most importantly, thank you to all of you. If you're still up and the folks who missed Dancing with Our Stars, I appreciate it. But look, the support of the democracy matters. It matters that you're here. And I'm as surprised as anybody of this coalition that Kamala Harris has built, from Bernie Sanders to Dick Cheney to Taylor Swift, and a whole bunch of folks in between there. And they don't all agree on everything, but they are truly optimistic people. They believe in a positive future of this country and one where our politics can be better than it is. And I have to tell you, that better than it is the sense of optimism that there can be an opportunity economy that works for everyone, not just to get by, but to get ahead. And the idea that freedom really means something.
And all they got is a bunch of actors that are paid.
To be in your bedroom or exam room, but the freedom for you to make choices about yourself. Now look, we all know who Donald Trump is. He's told us, and as Maya Angelou said, believe him when he told you that. His first inaugural address talked about American carnage. And then he spent 4 years trying to maybe do that. Senator Vance tonight made it clear he will stand with Donald Trump's agenda. He will continue to push down that road. Excuse me. Kamala Harris gives us a different option. Now, I'll have to tell you, I'm going to be careful about the quotes, but there's one that Senator Vance said that does resonate with me. He said, Donald Trump makes the people I care about afraid. A lot of America feels that way. We don't need to be afraid. Franklin Roosevelt was right. All we have to fear is fear itself. Kamala Harris is bringing us a new way forward. She's bringing us a politics of joy. She's bringing real solutions for the middle class, and she's centering you at the heart of that. All the
while,
she's
been in power 4 years, and now the same crap.
Join this movement. Make your voices heard.
That needs to be Vance's close.
Let's look for a new day where everybody gets that opportunity and everybody gets a chance to thrive. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th for Kamala Harris.
Governor Walz, thank you.
All right, well, let's go over the lies here. But first off, the politics of joy, a new way forward, They've been in charge, but those are actual communist slogans. He did three of them there. A New Way Forward, Politics of Joy, and there was one other. I'm not writing notes here, but I mean, it's just wild. And that guy knows exactly the dog whistle he's putting out when he does that. And so does Kamala. She doesn't know much, but she knows that. All right. 60-second break to join over 300 radio stations, and we're going right to your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is the tip of the spear and the fight for human liberty. Stay with us and follow me at Real Alex Jones on X.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two of this live, teleprompter-free, pro-human, Team Humanity transmission. Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. All right, incredible debate last night. Vance dominated, won in all the polls. Very presidential, very vice presidential. Played the good cop to the bad cop with Trump. Really scored high points with women. And I wish he would have gone more into the 325,000 missing children that the government brought in and handed out to people and is protecting the abusers. I mean, that is the big issue where that unifies people. We've got them dead to rights. He got some into that, but not enough. But Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who's a great guy, calls out Kamala and Biden for purposely, this is a quote, purposely and knowingly being complicit in child sex trade. And that's all confirmed. So I'm glad some Republican leaders are getting on this and calling it out for what it is. I mean, it would take an hour to go over it all, but you know, listeners. But for new listeners, I'll go ahead and explain it. Obama announced in the middle of his administration, a couple of years in, for his 8 years, a couple of years into it, he said, you remember, he said, if you've got a child with you, we'll just let you in. So people started kidnapping children. They'd catch people coming in with children over and over again, where a new person would come back through with the same child. Trump gets in. He gets a bunch of money allotted from Congress. They have these DNA tests that take less than a day, and they can tell if you're a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, a grandmother, a grandfather, a first cousin, a second cousin. And it turned out up to half the people with kids wasn't even their kids. And the kids were like, in Spanish, I've been kidnapped. Help me. I'm from this village. Help me. Mommy, mommy, mommy. And we've had the whistleblowers on that are on the airplanes flying around. They're just crying, mommy, mommy, I was kidnapped. I'm from Guatemala. Mommy, mommy. Daddy, daddy, help me. Let me go back to my village. I live here. And Mayorkas won't let them go back. I had whistleblowers in here just last week. They've been on the airplanes, done the whole thing. So that's how real this is. And then they fly them, in many cases, not even paperwork. Or they just sign a fake name and they just hand babies over, you name it. The witness I had in here who's testified to Congress and legislatures, worked there for over a decade, said none of this was happening under Trump, said that he's transported children as young as 3 months old and they don't even give them diapers or food. And then they fly around all these cities with babies crying and screaming, crapping themselves. I mean, and then they just hand them off. And he's like, I'm not doing this. I'm going to blow the whistle. And then the higher-ups do nothing. He has to go to Congress. So And we have the video of this. We don't just have the whistleblowers or Congress. So you've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these children that they know of that were in their hands that they turned loose, not to mention the ones they never made contact with, just like the 400 and something thousand criminals. And the Border Patrol will tell you that most of them never even turn themselves in because they're criminals, so you don't even know how bad it is. 25 million is the number we know total that have come in, but over a million criminals is conservative. That's a dead reckoning. We're just guessing from our sources. That they don't. They say at least a million in the last 3.5 years, criminals, almost 4 years now. So you've got all that going on, and the NGOs signing them up, and whistleblowers releasing 8,000 to 325,000 names, and they go knock on doors. In almost every case, I don't know, I had the kid 2 days and gave it to somebody. Well, who? I'm not going to tell you. Slam the door. Does anybody feel safe while human trafficking of this magnitude is going on? So, yeah, Vance talked about it some. Trump's talking about it some. That's not enough. So I'm very heartened by Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. And we've also got the Attorney General involved in all this, exposing it. And they're trying to put Paxton in prison for that. So I'm proud of Texas is fighting back. Here is Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
You know, Laura, one of the things that's never talked about in these, and I know you've talked about it, but I want your audience to really get their arms around this. We have about 300,000 children who have come here illegally, and Kamala Harris does not know where they are. And we can tell you where we sadly think many of them are. And that is that they're being forced to have sex 5, 6, 7 times a day as children or teenagers or young women because they're put into the sex trade industry. How can you possibly allow hundreds of thousands of children to cross the border and lose track of them and knowing that you turn them over to someone that you don't know if they're a family member? And that's what's happened. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are responsible for a sex child trade in this country tonight. And it makes me sick to my stomach to think what some of these children are enduring that are being sex trafficked in this country. And Kamala Harris doesn't care a damn about these children. She says she cares. She said President Trump cared about them. He put a stop to it. He would not have let this happen. This is outrageous. And people are thinking about who they're voting for. You have complicit. A president, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris running for president, who purposely and knowingly know that children are being sex trafficked in this country. Thousands and thousands.
That X post this morning when I saw it has a couple hundred thousand views. It needs 50 million views. It's on Real Alex Jones. Get it. Share it. We're very close to forcing this to be the number one issue. And it is right for the children. It's the right thing to do. And it is coffin nails to the deep state. So it defeats the enemy. Trump needs to pledge to try to find the children and say he's going to prosecute the people that were involved in this. I'm waiting. I know full well Trump's been told this, and he goes halfway, and I know why. They're like, sir, that sounds too dark. People just can't believe it. We recommend you stay positive, sir. No, it's positive to admit this is going on. Like if you were looking out your back window and saw a man pull up in a van and grab a 5-year-old kid out of the backyard and you run out and try to save him and call 911 and give the description of license plate, you're not being negative when you call 911 and say, hey, I live at such and such, such and such. I just saw a kid get kidnapped out of the backyard and here's the van. And the cops then go and catch the guy and save the kid. I mean, that. Or, hey, I just saw a guy come out of the woods here, you know, here's his license plate. So they catch the guy that tried to kill Trump 3 weeks ago in Florida. To raise the alarm about a real problem is not fear-mongering. And I know why Trump's not doing it. That's just too dark, sir. We recommend people just can't believe it. It makes you sound crazy. And that's why even mainline, you know, Republicans and patriots that are half decent won't quote Klaus Schwab or Yuval Noah Harari that want to ban eating red meat or who want to make you eat bugs or who say the future's not human or say they want to depopulate us down to 500 million because it just sounds like the insurance companies admitted, okay, 18 million, 20 million, 25 million, over 30 million dead now from the shots. It's admitted mainstream scientific reports, white papers, but people are like, well, let's just not go there. That just sounds too crazy. See, they hit you with something so horrible that people don't want to talk about it. And that's how the pedophile rings, just one snapshot of this, the P. Diddy's and the Epstein's are a big part of that, and then it connects into the CIA. That's how they've been able to get away with this so long. And look at the Catholic Church. You know, it's been going on a long time in any big institution, but in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the ecumenical movement, it wasn't just the Catholic Church, it's in the Protestant churches, it's in the Methodists, it's everywhere. You'd have a youth counselor or a priest abuse a young boy or girl, usually boys, because they're embarrassed. Girls usually speak out more. They'd abuse a little boy. People don't protect boys as much. And then it would come out, and then the head of the parish or, you know, the head of the diocese would say, let's just move him to another town. This is too embarrassing. It'll bring the church down if we do this. And then it keeps happening. And then they recruit more of their buddies in, and then those guys don't get removed, so they move up and become bosses. And now they move more people in, and now the church covers it up even more until some estimates are 20, 30% of Catholic priests are pedophiles. Now, how, I mean, and then it happens to every, the Boy Scouts. I remember in the 90s and 2000s, they would hand out at the Boy Scout Jubilee event with 50,000 people condoms to kids as young as 10, and they just became a big, giant pedophile orgy. And then they had lawsuits, and they got in trouble, and they covered it up, and now the Boy Scouts is completely run by those people and is just fried. So it's the same thing. They do something so horrible, like give us poison shots that kill all these people. The doctors and people didn't know what was happening at first. Most of us, they go along with it. Those that didn't would get in trouble or fired. But they kept their souls and are now heroes, and now their practices are bigger than ever in many cases. Because they did the right thing. Not because they thought they'd, you know, be more successful later. In fact, at first they got in trouble, but because it was the right thing to do. But they corrupt the system where it covers it up, and now they can hit you with a bigger attack, a more deadly shot, a more deadly virus. So that's how corruption works. People want you to take money. People want you to do something corrupt. And that happens in the FBI, the CIA. You've got these true believers who get in and believe they're working for America, and they'll come to you. This is the most standard deal. Books have been written about it. Witnesses have had countless guys from the FBI, CIA, senior on the show. And they'll come to them and say, hey, we got some hookers. Come up and have some fun with them. They're like, ah, no, I'm married, or no, I'm Christian. I really don't. Oh, come on, you're a wimp. Hookers. And so if you don't go with the hookers, well, then you're not in the cool club and you don't get promoted. Because you're a square, you're done. But that's just the, and the next level is, hey, I got some extra cash here. And they just say, you know, to the Green Berets or whoever, hey, you know, I know you're supposed to pay off this, you know, guy in this village $100,000. Really, it's only 50 he's getting. Why don't you keep that 50? And the minute you've taken that money, now they can say, well, won't you do something illegal later, or I'm going to report that. And then there's more and more tests to see what you'll do. There's more and more tests to see if you believe the end justifies the means. And finally, it's like, hey, we got some hookers. And you go in there, and it's like, these girls look like they're 15. Well, you want to be in the club, right? We do this all the time. Go ahead. Have some more whiskey. And then they want you to do more and more corrupt stuff. And then a few years later, they're like, hey, we got some stuff you got to get rid of for us. We got a problem. These kids have been talking. They've seen too much. We need you to go in that basement and kill three little kids that are in there. We want you to strangle them. And you say, I'm not doing it. And they go, okay, well, we'll just kill you, or we'll kill your family. That's how this works. And I've had family tell me about this, and they didn't do the stuff with kids. They never did any of that kind of stuff. But, you know, you're a helicopter pilot, special operations, highly decorated. You're in Vietnam. You're in Laos. And you get an order, hey, we want you to fly and these shipments here and do this. And by the way, it's opium. And most people just follow the order. Well, I'm sure there's some reason for it. And then when you do that, then you start to learn, well, now we want you to do this. Now we want you to do that. Now we want you to, and you, a decade later, well, you're in charge of building airfields in Central and South America. And then one day you see a bunch of little kids getting loaded on a jet, and you say, where are those kids going? None of your business. Well, excuse me, that's not what we're doing here. We're fighting communists. We ship cocaine out, and we ship guns in. It's one thing to do that to be communist, injustifies means, but where are the kids going? Well, you keep your mouth shut. That's where they go. And then you speak up and you fight it. And then they try to kill you. So that's what the, I don't need to read this in a book. I was told this by my uncle. And he said, there comes a point where incrementally they get you to do this stuff. And you believe it's unjustified means because we're America, we're the good guys. Then you find out actually it's all a big test to sift out. Like you pan for gold, they pan for evil. So you get down in a stream and you pan through the rocks trying to find a little bit of gold. They're looking for the psychos, the control. And the more evil you are, the more you rise up. So let's say you're not super evil, but you'll do unjustified means. So you kind of get this management level. And the people that aren't corrupt, well, they basically get stationed in Siberia. And or in the North Pole. Figuratively. And that's how corporations work. It's how life works. It's how everything works. But on the other side, when you're truthful and honorable and hardworking and can't be intimidated and can't be bought, then the whole world wakes up that's good. And I'm saying the good part of the world. And then you're in that society of good people who aren't even thinking about corruption, aren't even thinking about how to run a scam, aren't even thinking about how to screw somebody over. But again, you can't just be a goody two-shoes that's naive because you're a good person, you're a nice person, so that certainly couldn't be happening. That's how they get away with all this. Is that people just can't believe this type of stuff is going on. And it just goes on and on and on. So there comes a moment, even for people that have been doing bad stuff, where God touches you and says, this is wrong, don't do this. And then you don't just not do the next level of evil. You stop doing all the other bad things you did. And listen, I never abused a kid sexually. I never had a desire to, but I murdered my children. I had my children chopped up and thrown in a trash can. And I repent of that, but I still have nightmares about it and just feel terrible. And I didn't understand it. And I thought they were, you know, oh, it's not really a human. And they were early, you know, first couple of, you know, month or so abortions. But that doesn't make it any better. And I was young and I was stupid. And my dad, one time when I was 18, about to move out, was in my room and just saw the receipt for the clinic, $300. And he came in with tears in his eyes, told the story many times. He said, I want you out of this house now. I want you out this weekend. I said, why? And he said, well, I was arguing about it a few months. He goes, just get out of here. And he goes, and if you continue to act like this, I'm going to disown you and I don't want to ever see you again. I go, what have I done? And he sort of started tears. And he goes, you're murdering my grandchildren. And out of that process, months later, I just started thinking about it. And I was just like, oh, my God. And now I look at my four children, and I would snap my fingers and die to save them. I wouldn't even think about it. If I had to save one of my kids and they said, put yourself feet first in a wood chipper, I would jump into it instantly. No thought. I would give everything for them. I would do anything. And I just can't imagine what those children would be like today. I mean, I would have children that were like 33, 34 years old. 32 years old, sons, daughters, I don't know. And I just chopped them up and threw them in a trash can. So don't ever think that if you've done evil stuff that God can't forgive you and that God won't then use you to make it right and fight evil. And I've told you, probably told this story probably 20 times over the years. But that's my origin story. And God worked with me and got me to repent of that. And then the mission came. And I just knew I had a mission. and I knew I was supposed to take on the globalist, and I was supposed to fight for life and fight for humanity. And I've done it. I've protested at abortion clinics over 100 times. I've done thousands of reports on it. And it's not like I'm trying to do good works to like counterbalance the evil I did. That isn't how it works. Faith without works is dead. When you love God and you're sad and wrong and repent, God gives you a new heart, and now you've got a mission. I'm not like doing notches on a, you know, the side of the wall of how many kids I've saved to counterbalance the kids I chopped up. Now I know it was wrong, and I was deceived, and I was lied to, and I was given a delusion, and now I want to warn others so they don't do it, because I know a lot of people kill their children, later know it's wrong, and then they decide to harden their heart, like Gloria Steinem wearing shirts saying, I had an abortion, I killed my kid, and these women saying, I love it, I love killing my kids. All these liberal women are on TV. You know, they have these fetish videos that Vice and others put out that are non-pornographic. I say fetish, it's a fetish, and we played some of them on air. It makes you cry. The woman's like, oh, it's so sexy. I love getting pregnant so I can kill my baby. It feels good when they do it. And then they show the woman getting an abortion. They don't show the baby being killed, but she's like, oh, God, it's so good. And it's all fake. She acts like she's having an orgasm while she kills her baby. I've seen 3 or 4 TV shows of the same thing. You'll eat bugs. You'll kill your babies. It's great. That's just pure Satanism, folks. And God is not mocked. And, boy, I would not want to be those people that don't repent. They turn it into a fetish. Oh, I can't wait till my boyfriend gets me pregnant again. Oh, I feel it kicking. And then they write on their stomach and post it on Instagram. Oh, here's your birth date and here's your death date. I'm going to kill this little bastard. See it all the time. And they are given over to a satanic spirit because they wantonly killed their own child, and they rebel. And now the new feminist thing is to say, it is a human. You're right. And I did kill it because I'm in charge and I'm selfish and it felt good. I'm having a great life and it's all about me. And you're going to die alone. Most of you that did that. And you're going to then be separated from God. And I'm ranting. I said I'll take calls. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes and just go right to your calls, I promise. But that's what this is all about. And the left is so spiritually blind that many times when I would talk about this in the past, I probably told the story 20 times in the last 25 years, 30 years. And it was hard the first few times I said it, but you know, now it's a good testament to folks, so I'm it's still painful, but I'm happy to talk about it. So people understand God can forgive you too. But the left had news articles, all of it. Oh, Jones is oxymoronic. He admits that he's had abortions, and now he's against it. Well, that's like saying if somebody murdered their neighbor and later repented of it or robbed a bank, you can say you were wrong. So, and yeah, now they got Planned Parenthood priests that say it's a religion to kill your baby. I mean, these are sick blasphemers. And it's their religion. So I would just tell those folks, beware, because you're going towards total destruction. And I know if you're a new listener and you're hearing this stuff, it doesn't sound real. You can look up everything I'm saying. It's all real. It's all true. It's much worse than I can even tell you. And I just want you to know that I'm not on some high horse morally up here and telling those of you that have served evil that you can turn back. If you still feel and you still feel bad about doing bad and you still want to change, you are not turned over to the devil completely yet, and you can be reprieved. And you just ask God in your heart, ask God to sanctify, ask God to heal you, ask God to cleanse you. And then God will show you the steps that you will go through to transcend where you were and to get closer to God. I'm done preaching. I'm going to break, come back and take calls. Please remember the enemy's trying to shut us down on November 13th. George Soros Group has said they're going to try to buy InfoWars and outbid us and shut everybody down. I don't know if that's a bluff or whatever, but the point is we may continue on. But regardless, if you go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these great, amazing Patriot shirts and get the ball caps, everything, that is going to help us regardless, one way or another, stay on air. So I need your support, plus they're great shirts. I want to thank you all for your support that did. I want to encourage those that didn't. What are you waiting for? I'm asking for your help. I'm fighting for you. We're fighting for each other. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on the other side.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser t-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition t-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm recapping this to go into your calls right now. You're on the Alex Jones Show. We've turned a corner the last few years, but we're really kicking New World Order butt right now. And that's why they're so wild. That's why they're attacking. That's why they're so concerned. That's why they're so scared. That's why they're trying to intimidate us. That's not because they're strong. It's because they're weak. And J.D. Vance dominated last night, and it was a big victory. And it's all over the place. Even the skewed polls now show Kamala's behind 3 to 5 points. They only got 10% fraud to bake in on average. They're screwed. Trump's in the real polls, you know, 20 points ahead nationwide, 10, 15 points ahead, battlegrounds. No one is going to buy them stealing this election. With 33 days left, I don't think the New World Order globalists have decided what they're going to pull, but they're looking at some really nasty cyber attacks, power outages, expansion of wars, terror attacks, false flags. I mean, you don't need me to tell you that. So I've had incredible weight on me, just the suspense and feeling like, what do? I can broadcast 10 hours a day. I can do these interviews. I can warn people. I can try to get, you know, Trump to come out against the 325,000 missing kids that they put in slave labor and sex slavery. And you know, I mean, I believe Trump should get more hardcore, not less. But maybe they're smarter than me. Maybe wait till they get it. I don't know. But I just felt like a weight was lifted off me this morning. I was like, well, I feel euphoric. I was like, oh, well, you just told yourself and just had the epiphany that we really are winning. And I mean, you can see that we're winning in a lot of ways, but I just intellectually was looking at all of it and just, and they're like, I was like kind of thinking, and all of a sudden I was just like, oh my God, because that's that weight coming off. And that's really God just saying, look, just keep doing what you're doing. I'll take it all the rest of the way. And that's all God wants. God doesn't like cowards, hates them. And God just wants to see you be strong, tell the truth, do as much as you can, and then God's going to carry us the rest of the way. That's how this works. So when I pray personally, and I don't claim to have all the answers, but this is what I've done in my life, and quite frankly, God pretty much, you know, I can't think of times God's not been there for me. I'm just humbled. I don't pray to God and ask for things. I ask God what God wants me to do. And I think the whole way the culture is set up where you ask God for things is backwards. I mean, what do you do when you about to eat dinner? You thank God for consciousness, for the food, for life, for all this amazing miracles all around us. Everything's a miracle. The body, the planet, the life around us. It's all just fabulously cool and amazing and just, it's insane. All of this. But people are like, oh, life's boring. That's the devil talking. So I'm done ranting. Let's get your take on this. We got a lot of callers. I'm going to take them in the order they're received. I'm going to move quickly through your calls. We're going to go to Kai and Billy and Carlos and Mike and Dave and Ann and Adam and Michael and Clown Car and Jeff and Jim and many others. Let's go to Kay or Kai. How do you pronounce K-A-I in Alaska? Kai in Alaska. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, this is Kai.
Okay, Kai, go ahead.
Alex, back in 89... and, you know, the late 80s and into the 90s. And I was in the China during the 90s. I was there for a very long time. Foreigners were a commodity. It was an opening up time. Schools were, you know, having a foreign teacher. You didn't have to have a degree to teach. Anyone could go and teach a month in some, you know, one of these little schools. I wasn't a teacher, but foreigners that I met, those teachers were under surveillance constantly. I am so sure, and from my experience, people that were teaching over there were given, you know, gifts, going out to dinner. That was all a ploy to get them sucked in to whatever, you know, maybe going to the American consulate and asking a certain group of people backing them up to go maybe to come to the United States for something.
Sure, Tony. Jim Walls was in the Confucius Society that is run by the Communist Chinese Army, and he told newspapers, come with me, China will give you lots of free stuff. He is an open spy of Communist China, certified.
Well, Alex, there's a saying for people like that in China, seduced by a bowl of rice. And there was a photo, I don't know if you put it up, of him. It's a newspaper clipping, and he's holding a fan, and he actually wrote that they gave, they were so kind and the people were giving him gifts. That's how you're sucked in. That you don't even realize you're being sucked into the, into their ploy, what they want to use.
Oh, he knew. He was telling people in the article, go there, you'll get a lot of free stuff. He's an agent, yeah. His family says he's always been a scumbag con artist.
Wow.
Tim Walz is the black sheep of the family. It's not like one or two came out, like the whole family in Omaha, and he's got family in Florida, his brother. I mean, all, like 15 of them come out and they said, listen, he should not be in charge of anything.
So you're saying that he went there with those intentions?
Yeah, he was a military guy. They really shower stuff on the military. He was in a Confucius society. He brought groups of Americans there to be compromised. He is a communist Chinese spy.
Because during that time, do you remember the Sister Ping? She was bringing people from southern China into the United States. There were people paying like exorbitant monies
yes.
to marry someone from China and then they come to the United States. Do you remember that?
Yeah, there it is. Oh, look, newspaper headlines. Tim Walz is getting the royal treatment. Oh, he got the royal treatment, all right.
Okay.
All right, thank you for the call. Great to talk to you from Alaska, Kai. Billy in Connecticut. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Listen, a couple of things. One, boy, I know it's impossible because Trump is Trump. Boy, the way Vance was talking, it's like, oh, my God, if Trump only talked like that. You know, he was very precise and so good on point. And you know what I mean? Just was dead straight looking at the people all the time. It was, I'll tell you what, it was pretty deep to see that. And then letting him talk. You know, they did try to talk over him a few times, but I love the point you brought across. I would think that it'd make people think twice. I know people say, oh, people know what they're voting for already. But you keep talking like that, you know what I mean? It might make someone decided, people on the fence, think a little different.
And he was very, very nice about how he corrected the fact checkers and how he was very gentlemanly, very elegant. He could have, yeah, a few zingers he missed, like when Walz goes, you know, Trump doesn't need to be anywhere near power. And he could have said, well, that's funny. Your family said the exact same thing about you. But, I mean, he missed it.
Right?
But other than that,
right.
he his decorum, everything was very disarming.
Yeah, it really was pretty neat. I wasn't ready for that. I really thought he was going to be a little more defensive. You know what I mean? But he was really great. He came across good, punching back, but not punching in a negative way. It was kind of cool to get his point across. But nothing I want to say, you know, we look at these other countries like Ukraine in 2014, the coup they did. We just went through a coup right now. They literally did a coup, and there's nothing we're doing about it. We've literally been through, when you think about it. You look at it, this has been a coup 100%, and it's still going forward. Now, I know we got things in place to hopefully just, you know, to change it around, but if you think it's 100% they got away with the coup, 100%. It's very disarming to
well, that's right. I wish
that,
Vance
you know?
Would have raised the point that when they said Trump's anti-democracy, that Kamala didn't get one vote to be the nominee. They had a coup and removed Biden. That's another one of the zingers he missed. Thank you, Billy. Great points. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex. Just to make a little point, if possible, with regards to the Hezbollah and the electronic control over devices that Israel demonstrated. This is, goes back, really, believe it or not, to Robert Maxwell, who was involved in the technology for backdooring into systems, computer systems. This is a problem.
And for folks that don't know who Robert Maxwell is, he's the Mossad MI6 handler of Jeffrey Epstein.
Correct. And then his daughter befriended through her father sometime after he was an agent for Israel, for Mossad. They were handled by the Prime Minister of Israel, by the way, at that time to make sure that Mossad did not get the bad reputation for running honey traps. This is little known. But I did wanted to tell you that they were Robert Maxwell was involved with the development of backdoors in chips. And when in 1992, if you consider that was Israel open diplomatic relations with China, in 1993, in January, President Clinton became was nominated president. In March of 1993, he discovered that the Israelis were giving top secret technology to China. China in 1992 didn't even have fast speed computers like Kreider or other computers. It didn't have even CAD/CAM technologies. So you can imagine the great transfer technology that took place from the United States to China. Along with that went the back doors. My point is that at that time I was around. I was in fact relating with businesses trying to set up in China from California, and I was I was involved. I had some technology knowledge which was revealed to me about the Russians receiving back doors to chips that were being manufactured by the Intel in Israel, as well as
yeah, that's a big scandal in the 90s and 2000s, and even before, that the chips made in China that even went into U.S. defense hardware had back doors in them. That's well documented.
Yes, and now when you see Russia and China are able to shut down entire computer systems. And what they call this technology where they can actually control the military chips in the United States. There are backdoors, and I was told about the boomerang weapon, which is the ultimate weapon. That is that when you shoot a missile, specifically a nuclear missile towards China or Russia, they have the wherewithal to make it go back to where it came from. And this is one thing that is not talked about, and one of the reasons why a lot of Maxwell honey trap business was to keep this silent. Now it's time to think about it, because when you're talking about nuclear war becoming imminent, and the idea that you can have preemptive nuclear attack on Russia and destroy it before it destroys you, be careful. Remember what I'm talking to you about. Check it out. The back door.
Let me just say this, and everything you're saying is true. We're putting mainline headlines up from many years ago. Put that back up, crew. Look at that. Defense One, the big loophole allowing Russia access to U.S. chips, China. So, and that's, you know, all been coming out since I was on air 30 years ago. That's been CBS News, you know, mainstream news. You know the globalists are way advanced. The West is way advanced in what they let people know. So this whole thing of, oh, they let the Chinese put back doors in and let them think they've got superiority. They're running scams. The stuff that's been put into China's got backdoors that are into the circuitry itself, into the microchips, not just microchips added to the microchips that commandeer it. And so, yes, and they're totally obsessed with this, and it's going on everywhere. And you're absolutely right, Carlos. I appreciate your call. Amazing points. All right, let's talk to Michael in Florida. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
I just want to get through a quick message and a statement. On a missed opportunity for J.D. Vance last night on the debate, as a self-supporting veteran, I'm deeply concerned about ongoing crisis among our veterans. Over 30,000 veterans have died by suicide in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. In the debate, J.D. Vance focused on tougher windows and doors to address school shooting violence. However, he missed the crucial opportunity to discuss the RFK MAHA movement and the broader issue of societal health. Our children are being targeted by mass murderers in their homes through the advertising of processed foods that harm their health. We need to clean up our society to prevent violence at its roots with lifestyle. Our greatest defense is better health, not fortified buildings. Money and resources should be directed towards improving health and wellness, and rather than creating bigger prisons for our children. J.D. Vance, why are we not prioritizing the health of our citizens, especially our veterans who have sacrificed so much? Let's invest in a healthier future for all. Peace starts with health. And a shout out to the Good Energy book by M.D. Casey Means. Everybody should read it.
All right. Thank you. Let me respond to you. They are bringing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and a bunch of others into the administration. They're making all of that front and center. And, of course, we weren't up on the stage there being interrupted constantly like J.D. Vance was in Three Against One. And he did bring up RFK and moving in to educate people about the poisoning of the food and the water. And, yes, Vance has talked about the epidemic of suicide in our military and our veterans. But they can do more. And Trump did a great job of letting the VA folks that don't get an immediate immediate service can then go to a private and have it paid for by the government. That was great. And the numbers went from the VA having like a 15% approval rating to an 89 or higher with the veterans. So Trump really did reform the VA. It didn't make it perfect, but he sure as hell moved it a lot, moved the needle like 80%. I mean, he really kicked ass. But yeah, the psychotropic drugs, almost all the mass shooters are on that. Mass shootings are terrible. They're senseless, but it's almost always incels, Satanists that are on psychotropics. There's only, 100 and something kids a year that die in school shootings. It sounds like, terrible, and it is terrible, but it shouldn't be a, way of life and a fact of life, but you're absolutely right. It's the GMO, the poison shots that are just killing millions, and we need to focus on that. And also, almost every one of these shooters tells people they're going to do it over and over again, and nothing's done. So they should have rules in schools that if somebody in a witness sees it says one time, I'm going to mass shoot people, and there's witnesses, that person is kicked out of the school, and they are put in a mental institution for at least 6 months to assess what's happening, and then they're watched after that, and they're sent to a special school. I mean, it's simple. And then you fix the problem right there. The inserts for the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the antidepressants, says it can cause megalomania, violent thoughts, and violent actions, including murder. Okay? So, and they all fit the same MO. They're either transgender, or they're into Satanism and shoot-em-up games. And most people play shoot-em-up games, it's fine. But you get somebody playing 10 hours a day of shoot-em-up games, and they hate everybody, and they hear about school shootings all the time, that's an option for them. So the more they hype school shootings, the more it happens. They used to be super rare, now they happen more. But still in the aggregate, they are extremely rare. It's one of the rarest ways to get killed is in a school shooting. But they hype it up so you know about it constantly. Yeah, there it is. Warning, suicidality and antidepressant drugs. So just look it up. It's a fact. All right. Mike and others, I'm going to go to you. I've also got some other economic news and military news and weather control news that I really need to hit. And I've got more clips from the debate. And we can also throw into the listeners. We should be focusing on what's the deep state going to do? They don't give up. They're getting their butt kicked right now. That's another big question for folks out there. And I like saying the phones are totally open because it brings up interesting callers like the last guy. It's just that I didn't really disagree with him, but I kind of set him straight there that, J.D. Vance needs to do more of this or that. They need to do more on the 325,000 missing kids that they found a bunch of them in sex slavery and slave labor. I mean, that's something that really gets people's attention that's cut and dry. And we can take the government with that topic, promising to find the kids and prosecute the people, and then we can reverse all the other crap with that. I mean, that's really the weapon. I think everybody agrees with me, right? Let me just say this again. I don't want to explain this every time I do this, but it's do or die time. And they've almost shut this place down a lot. They've come very, very close. By the grace of God, we're still here. God kept us on air for the election. Pull up the New York Post, or print it off for me so I have it every time I mention this. The New York Post, AP, they all reported in the last few days, Media Matters looking to buy InfoWars. Okay, just we'll pull that up. NewYorkPost.com, Alex Jones, it'll come right up. Just type in Alex Jones and click Google News, and you'll see it there. And there it is, Media Matters and other left-wing groups consider buying InfoWars. So the people can't bid for it that I can work for, and we stay on air. Now, hopefully, the Patriots outbid them. But regardless, I'm not going to sit here like that's going to happen. So when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com and you get the amazing T-shirts made right in Arkansas with all the best designs, one of the top makers in the country, delivered quickly to your door, ball caps, you name it. Some of the shirts cost more. Those are fundraisers if you really want to support us. The InfoWars limited edition, red InfoWars on navy blue with the American flag, the Alex Jones for President 2028 novelty fun shirt. Those shirts are a little more than the others. If you really want to support, get those. But all the purchases support what we're doing here. I need you to go there with this great sponsor so that we can make the moves we need to make regardless so we don't get taken off the air one way or another. That is absolutely a critical juncture point for you to go to now, thealexjonesstore.com. This is history happening. InfoWars is in your hands. It is up to you. And I want to thank the people that have supported over the years and gotten great products in the meantime. But I'm really talking to the folks, the 99% of you that never go to thealexjonesstore.com or never go to drjonesnackles.com or never go to InfoWarsStore.com and never support people that are totally committed to this fight. Now, if you don't have money, that's fine. I understand. Share the articles, share the videos, share the links. That's great. Re-upload stuff. You're having a giant effect. But for those that do, you cannot invest in your future anywhere better than the info war. The globalists admit they're losing the info war. They admit we're one of the most effective groups out there exposing them. We're a prize they want to silence. Well, they're obsessed with this building and the equipment and the name. I'm InfoWars. The crew is InfoWars. We will continue on unless they do the internet kill switch or you know, start World War III, which they're moving towards. That just shows you how late the hour is. But I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com and make the decision to check out this great apparel. Wearing these shirts out in public is an adventure. I mean, you wear an Alex Jones shirt or a Don't Tread on Me shirt or a Donald Trump shirt, we've got those, or a ball cap, you're going to get amazing contacts. It's an adventure. And, you know, the leftist area you might get yelled at, but it'll be 99-1, in my experience, negative feedback. And so it's almost all positive. And I talk about this a lot. You are not a public figure, which is great. You have your anonymity. But if you want to see what I see and see how popular freedom is, wear these shirts in the airport or at church or anywhere. This is an adventure, and it supports the broadcast. So go to thealexjonesstore.com. I'm humbly asking for your help. Make the decision. This is not theater. This is not entertainment. This is humans standing together with God trying to save civilization and our children's future. And we're fighting hard, and I believe we deserve your support. Please make the decision at this critical time. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. And drjonesnaturals.com. My dad's supplement company, Nano Silver Products, that's Level Foundational Energy, Kaba Chill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest is a great sleep aid. You'll notice most of the stuff sold out there because my dad's reordering everything. We've been in quite a fight. But what's there is great, and we need your support there as well. DrJonesNaturals.com with his great company. And then InfoWars Store. We won't be shut down unless they pull some other shenanigan until middle of November. And you've got the X2, the X3. You've got the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. There's some T-shirts, books left. Some great stuff over there. Water filtration, highest quality, lowest price. These are things you already need. And InfoWars needs to still be capitalized in case we get good buyers and it's a good, you know, good company, and then I can work for those folks. But if the bad guys get it, you know, that's just the way it is. There's not really any extra money there. So, and they admit that. They now admit none of it was true that I had all this money, and they just said that so you wouldn't support us when we were in desperate straits. And it did have an effect on some people. But now the New York Times says it turns out Jones has meager resources, never had a bunch of money. Yeah, I told you that. It'd be fine if I did. I wish I did. I wish I had more to give. I got a $9 million donation almost 3 years ago in Bitcoin, put it all into the operation, all into the system. And then they remember when they sued me on the, in the stand, they said, you kept that money. You lied, right? You're lying. And I said, no, I gave it to keep the show in there. And it, and that kept us over for 2 years, that money. So if somebody else wants to make a donation, we should put a link up probably on InfoWars, you know, to donate there. That's something we should do. But right now, just get the T-shirts, please. All right. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now. That's what keeps us on the air. We're saving a lot of lives.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars T-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome.
Long live InfoWars.
Thank you, brother.
I've got some shirts, got some Magic Boost, got some Fundamental Energy, and I really appreciate everything you do, Matt. Just wanted to tell you that.
I appreciate you, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to point out that this strike is actually an opportunity to connect quite a few dots that I think would be very easy for just about anybody to understand, and number one being the betrayal in the first place of offshore manufacturing. That has resulted in a situation wherein all of these goods have to be brought in from somewhere else other than here. That has resulted in the inflation, the wages problem, the attempted automation, the illegal invasion. It's all the same thing brought to you by the same people. Very easily demonstrated. I'm hoping that perhaps Trump could, in fact, make a point in that regard. And also the opportunity of the obvious answer being USA manufacturing. If you had stuff made here, obviously, you wouldn't need to make such a great production.
Well, that's right. It points out that something like 70% of the stuff gets imported. Only thing we're really exporting is propaganda and energy, which the left's tried to shut down. But absolutely, it's a project of globalism to deindustrialize the West to control us.
Yes. Absolutely. And this strike makes it is very easy to connect these dots with all of these different considerations, because literally they're all a part of the same thing. Bringing in people to replace you, offshoring your jobs, trying to automate what they can't replace with an invasion. It's the same thing from the same people coming from the same direction. And it'd be, I think it's an opportunity, not that I'm sure that Trump necessarily needs another one, but I think it's an opportunity for him to demonstrate very succinctly and very easily a lot of things that are going on that are sure easy to understand when you go to the store and you can't get anything and you know why, and then you get the backstory. So.
I agree. Globalism, the open borders, the lockdowns, the flooding of us with third world, shipping our jobs overseas. It's all been an admitted plan to get full control over the people and get rid of any type of independent economy that they don't control. It's a vertical integration.
Yes, same thing from the same people, just a different face of a handful of coins. Same exact thing. It's all intended to do.
Well, Trump talked about that. He got the numbers, and he said, "Did you?" He said in speeches, "It's true." He goes, there's these middlemen that set up the deals in China in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. They get more than the Chinese people and more than the American people. Most of the money is in the middlemen, and it's basically an oligopoly. And he said that needs to stop. And so that's what the globalist system is. They go to totalitarian states with a billion people like China, a billion and a half, and they make deals to selectively leverage out and take over the planet. And they give China all the rare earth minerals and then use regulations to shut down anybody else trying to get them so only China can make the electronics. Now, China double-crossed the globalists the last decade, so now the West is moving back to claw that back, which again shows these globalists aren't all-powerful. China double-crossed them.
Well, if only the offshoring were only to China. I mean, it's off. You name it. Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Mexico.
Everywhere.
And everywhere.
India.
But it's the same thing. It's the same reason. It's the same reason. And that's why I'm saying this is a golden opportunity to draw all, connect all of these dots.
Mike, I totally agree. Thanks for calling and thanks for the support. You're amazing.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have massive breaking news 33 days after the election that we knew was coming. They have pre-programmed and hyped up bird flu that's not in humans and said it was, and it got emergency authorization for new poison mRNA shots. They've hyped up the monkeypox that is literally 99.9% in homosexual men that do things that are just, you don't want to hear about. And they've been hyping Marburg that's hemorrhagic fever and makes you basically super Ebola. And now this, BBC, they're all reporting it. Hamburg station virus scare on high-speed train. Major train station in Germany stormed by police amid deadly virus fears. Major travel warning issued as 8 people die from incurable virus similar to Ebola. So it appears that they are now launching a Marburg scare. You heard me right. We'll put the articles HD up on screen. Wow. A high-speed ICE train in Hamburg had traveled from Frankfurt. A station platform has been cordoned off in Hamburg Central Station in northern Germany amid fears that a train passenger may have been carrying a dangerous virus with the borders totally wide open. A fire department spokesman told Bild Tabloid that the man and his girlfriend had developed a flu-like symptom on a high-speed train from Frankfurt. This just sounds like totally staged. The spokesman said they had come from abroad where they had been treating a man who went on to develop infectious disease without getting details of the illness. It was unclear what was wrong with them, but the man, who was reported to be a medical student, did not have a fever. Hamburg's government website said they had arrived in Frankfurt from Rwanda on Wednesday morning. A team of police and firefighters went to the station, and the man and the girlfriend were then taken to a special clinic. Platform 4 was closed for a period before it was allowed to reopen. The East African country is currently battling an outbreak of Marburg virus. 8 people are known to have died so far from the outbreak. Marburg kills a large percentage of those that get it. Marburg is not airborne. Can be transmitted exposure to fruit bats between people via bodily fluids through unprotected sex or broken skin. The virus produces fever, headaches, vomiting, and diarrhea. According to the World Health Organization, on average, the Marburg virus kills half the people it infects. It was first identified in 67. You know they've got weaponized versions of it. With lab workers were infected with a previously unknown infectious agent, first in Marburg and Frankfurt in Germany, and then in Serbia. Oh, it popped up in Germany first, and now it's doing it again. Isn't that just special? That's BBC. Here's the Express. Major train station in Germany stormed by police amid deadly virus fears. Major travel warning issued as 8 people die from incurable virus similar to Ebola. Remember what Dr. Eric Pianka, the head of the biology department back when I made Endgame in the late 2007, he said soon the airborne Ebola will come and it will be good because we need to cleanse the earth. And on his own UT website, he dresses up as a druid and talks about Lucifer. It's in my film Endgame. Can't make it up. He was talking to the Texas Academy of Sciences. They gave him a standing ovation when he said, soon everyone's going to die. It's going to be so beautiful. I said the FBI should visit him and see if he's planning something. And then, of course, his students got mad at me and said, of course everybody should die. And wrote articles about we need to kill all the humans. The FBI did visit him back, I guess, when they halfway did their job. Because UT's got bioweapon-level stuff. So there you go. We'll continue to watch that as it unfolds. We hope this is not the launch of some new scare, but it looks like that's indeed what they're doing. It started on a train in Germany. Yeah. Sounds like something out of a science fiction movie or World War Z, doesn't it? Doug Imhoff, accused of forcibly slapping New York City girlfriend for flirting with another man at Ritzy Gala in 2012 report. That's your cancel culture. Who knows what's even true, though the guy does look like a total demon. Vice President Kamala Harris's husband is being accused of slapping his ex-girlfriend for flirting with a valet worker at a Ritzy Gala in 2012, a new report claims. Second gentleman, Doug Imhoff, 59, supposedly struck his then-girlfriend, described as a successful New York attorney, in the face so hard she spun around while a valet line after an event at the Cannes Film Festival in 2012, the three unnamed friends of the woman reportedly told the Daily Mail. All three sources requested not to be named due to fear of retaliation from Imhoff, who frequently positions himself as an ally for women. On Sunday, the second gentleman made headlines, the second gentleman, he's not even the president yet, for the interview with Jen Psaki, who credited him with reshaping the perception of masculinity. What a creepy weirdo. He's almost as creepy as Walls. These people are sick. What a, 2 peas in a pod, man. To me, the right thing to do, Imhoff said, of his role of supporting women. But the three friends who spoke to the Daily Mail provided photos of Imhoff posing with the woman he supposedly slapped in 2012, as well as other documents corroborating the trip they took to south of France around the time of the alleged incident. The woman declined to comment on the story, the outlet said. The Harris campaign did not respond to the request for comment today. The alleged incident came a year before Imhoff, a successful entertainment lawyer, and Harris met on a blind date. The vice president, then California's attorney general, started dating Imhoff in 2013 and then married him in 2014. We'll continue to watch that story as it unfolds. More news coming up right now. Let's go back to your calls. Jim in South Carolina on Kamala. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, Alex. Great. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you guys. I've got some important news for you. You have to do a little search and search the title, The Constitution of Jamaica. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Section 3C. Kamala Harris was born a Jamaican citizen through birthright citizenship. That's what the Constitution states. So, take it from there. She's ineligible to be a president of the United States.
Well, you know, they're doing this all the time to train us to accept foreigners running our lives. All over the country, started in New Mexico 10 years ago, they are hiring illegal aliens that are literally here illegally in sanctuary cities to be police, like Minnesota's now hired 2 last week. So, yeah, that's what this is all about, rubbing our noses in it.
Well, yeah. It's the whole communist thing. You know, they don't even regard our constitution. You know, natural born citizenship clause. That only a natural born citizen, but she was actually born a Jamaican citizen at the time of her birth through her father, according to the Constitution of Jamaica. You know, I know of several lawsuits also that are going on, but they don't mention it. I just came across it reading a fact-check article about her eligibility.
Well, anybody that's got these clouded origin stories should be not supported. And then you look at her policies and the lies and what a witch she is and how stupid she is. That precludes her even more. But yeah, I've had constitutional experts on about it. We've looked at it. And if you really get into the Constitution, your parents need to be here in America. And a lot of the arguments are they need to be citizens themselves. That's natural born. But regardless, she's from Jamaica. She's from Canada. She's a total liar. And I think the fact that, you know, she's an open communist and super corrupt should preclude her. Anything else, Jim?
No, other than it just makes it all kind of one-sided because only President Trump is eligible to be president.
That's right. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to, we'll go to Jeff in Canada. Jeff in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Say, for the last while, you've been saying, what do we do? What do we do? What solutions? And so I've been just really stewing on that. And it's funny to say this morning, when my time, I'm a little bit later than you, but when you had your moment there, I was laughing out loud making coffee, and I felt something break in the spirit. So I just wanted to put this out to you as far as a real practical solution. As to what to do in this hour. Right now, the blockade of the media is just not going away. And, you know, as much as I enjoyed the, seeing Waltz get a black eye last night, I don't know how much it actually moves the needle in the election. You know, there's those that vote for Trump and there's those that vote for Kamala, but I think the real focus has to be on people in the middle. So this is what I'm thinking. What about sort of summoning the elders of the independent media, the people like yourself, an OG who understands what the pillars are that's holding up the enemy? I love what you're saying about exposing 320,000 kids. That has to come out. So I was thinking about it in light of that too. What about gathering them and holding a podcast with that have 45 questions, and this is for 45 questions for Trump, like our own debate, but it's not a debate. It's crafted questions specifically targeting those pillars that are holding up the enemy against us. And one by one, systematically go through those 45 questions, and you know, you could have like a Patrick Bet-David and a Tulsi Gabbard host it, and then gather the clan leaders of the independent media, of which I think you're the tip of the spear, and I always have thought that. And what comes to me is the archetype of like Gandalf, when they light the beacon fires. And they signal the signal goes out to the king from flame to flame to flame being lit. And you ask the questions to President Trump in our, domain where he can get the questions without pressure, and just answer them, and basically setting up a driving range for Trump where he can just pound out 45 questions. They can all be, clean.
No, I understand. I'm going to jump, Jeff. Great point. I was invited to go to the Rescue the Republic deal, and I didn't go because I had a lot going on here. They had a bunch of big speakers that reached my people. That was kind of their idea. And will that event save the world? No. And will this show save the world? No. Or will a little podcast or a big? No. But all of us together will do that. I mean, Trump went on Elon Musk. They had a billion people listen to it. Why hasn't he done five more since 5 weeks ago? Why isn't Trump doing a fireside chat every couple days? Why do they spend their time caring about corporate media? Because Trump's 78, still thinks that's important. He hadn't quite woken up yet. Trying to get all those big talk show hosts and people to agree on a venue in a time where 33 days out, I would certainly support something like that. It's like herding cats. And that's, you know, that's why I you know, people think of like something like that as like a catch-all and this will get them. It's the public taking clips of things and sharing it and little things turning into big things and just lots of action. Call the talk radio, call into C-SPAN, get your family to vote, go speak out at your church, go out and protest, pray to God, support broadcasts like mine, boost the big show. I mean, Trump's all over the place, and so is J.D. Vance, and so is Tucker Carlson, and so am I, and so is, you know, so we're reaching a lot of people. We should intensify. But I mean, biggest podcast of all time. I saw that was what your comment was. You never got to it. That was what Trump did 5 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. I mean, we had like 16 million people on X that watched just our stream of it on top of the billion. I mean, it's just like there was hundreds of people I saw that had millions of views on there. It was way over a billion on top of the billion that tuned into Elon's stream. So where's Trump doing that again? I mean, come on. And they should add a video element and have him and Elon sit down together and then make it even bigger. I mean, these are no-brainers. What's the campaign doing? Flood them. Get them to do it. And get Trump to talk about he's going to find the missing kids when he gets in. Pledge to do it. That's a quest. That's the right thing to do, and it gets people thinking. So, yeah, damn good points. Clown Car in New York. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How did everybody miss the fact that Coach Tampon said something about a 12-year-old girl getting raped, her full name, where she lived? Like, isn't that criminal in some way to publicly use that for political gain? You know, like, the level of disregard for just the little girl herself. Like, what's up? Like,
well, it's probably all lies anyways. I mean, Tampon Tim is a big liar. What did you make of the debate last night? I thought Vance dominated.
I mean, look, overall, when they go back and forth with each other, it sounds like bickering, like they're literally in high school. I could just imagine what them kids in high school are calling him, Coach Tampon. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, brother.
He's over here defending women's rights, and yet he takes this little girl, just says a name, where she lives, that she had an abortion, she was raped, all this stuff. Like, what's wrong with this guy?
But it also turns out those stories he told weren't true.
So now, who's going to fact check that? Can you fact check that?
We did. Oh, it did. It's not true. Basically, nothing he said was true.
So how does that keep going on? How does we just stand by and let this keep happening without?
Well, we're here on air. I hear you. We're here on air exposing him. We were live last night. I left here at midnight.
Are you ever going to come to New York and throw a rally?
I would love to. I am so out of money that we're here. We have the crew. We have a skeleton crew. I would hire more reporters. I would do everything. But I mean, if 2% of the listeners instead of less than 1% went and bought the t-shirts, thealexjonesstore.com, or, you know, supported drjonesnaturals.com, we could do that. And I'm not complaining. I know the economy's tough. But yeah, I would love to come to New York. I love to give speeches everywhere. Thanks for the call. You know, Tucker wants me to go back on tour with him. I'll be happy to do that. I'm just doing what I can do, man. I'm absolutely doing the best job I can. Adam in New York. Adam, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick, I just want to mention a couple of things. First, the hurricane, Kamala and the presidential seal, and then the road to certify the election. Real quick on the hurricane, my fear is not only is it, you know, tragic disaster, everything we're seeing, my fear is that it's going to be that it's actually going to be used as a voter suppression tool, because all these people that are affected, they're misplaced. I can't imagine what the logistics on the ground are going to be November 5th. I totally agree.
And I want you to elaborate. It's the perfect cover to steal those battleground states.
It is. And it's really kind of like you go on social media right now, and it's kind of disgusting, the demonic astroturfing that's going on. I would like to think these are all bot accounts, but people saying like, oh, these people are fine or they don't need help, don't send help, or demonizing Trump for being there. It's straight up demonic. So we need to keep those people in our prayers. Another thing I wanted to mention is Kamala in the presidential seal. I don't think it's ever been done before. If you notice, every time, I've lost count of, like, I've had going back and look, like, when it started. Every time she appears publicly, the presidential seal is right there. The photo op, the fake photo she posted that Trump commented on, I thought was hilarious, by the way, with the her on Air Force One with the blank papers and the earbud not plugged into the phone. Presidential seal right behind her. And also, why is she on Air Force One? She's not the president. So going back to earlier, what I think it was Billy, he was talking about a coup, the caller from earlier.
Yes, there's been a coup. They already are.
Yeah.
They're calling her in the news the president. They're calling her husband the first gentleman already.
Yes, I don't know if it's a case of, you know, act or dress for the job you want, or they're just doing it. I think
fake it till you make it. Well, Roger said there's a good chance that they'll try to remove Biden ahead of time to say she's already the first woman president as a stunt. But I don't know if they can do that, but they're certainly acting like she's already the president. Excellent points, yeah. Sir. Thank you. All right. Al, Darcy, Matt, Bob, everybody, we're going to be getting to your calls with some more breaking news that I'm just now getting when we come back. But I'm going to go back to where I was earlier, because on November 13th, they're going to put InfoWars up for sale at an auction. George Soros Group says he's going to try to come in and block any Patriots getting it. That doesn't mean Patriots still shouldn't bid and get in there. But I'm not going to sit there and just count on that. I need your support of our sponsors that are stepping up, and I'll leave it at that, to ensure that we're able to continue on and not miss a lick. All right? So you need to go to thealexjonesstore.com, the T-shirt I'm wearing, and over 50 others, ball caps, you name it, made right in Arkansas. They're going to be adding great supplements, made in American knives, a lot of other stuff very, very soon. But I need the support right now. Plus, these are great shirts. It's an adventure to wear them out in public. You'll meet so many like-minded people, and you will know that you have a memento that you either tried to save InfoWars and the broadcast, but if that fails, you help with whatever is going to launch afterwards, and I'll leave it at that and keep it close to my vest. There's a lot going on. But we need funds. So I need people that have always sat on the fence to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the Tyranny Response Team shirt, to get the Rebellion to Tyrants as Obedience to God shirt, to get the Live Free or Die shirt. There are so many amazing shirts. Save the Frogs shirt. People ask what that means. Talk about atrazine. You can get entered to win the $138,000 super turbo diesel Dodge mega truck and $10,000 cash. Every time you buy something, you get entered multiple times to win the truck and the $10,000 cash. That'll be announced on the 30th, but that's a side issue. You can put your email in for free and get entered once to win the truck. But the big thing is the T-shirts are great, and this is firing the bat signal for the support. The enemies of freedom want this place closed, and I absolutely want to continue on. But we need you to support our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, KEPM.com/gold, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, best place to get your gold and silver, ready to ship to you right now. Awesome people, KEPM.com/gold. That supports the future and InfoWars while it's still here, hopefully forever or for a long time. DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com. But now is time to take action. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. That's the place to get gold and silver. You see what it's doing. And then you sell it back to them for no cost. Almost no one does that. They got the top ratings in the country. KEPM.com/gold. Again, thealexjonesstore.com, just thealexjonesstore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and all the stuff in stock, the X2, the X3, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the books, the films, the T-shirts, the water filtration, the storable food, it's all in stock, ready to ship as well, and InfoWars. But I'll tell you, when we come up to the week, you know, the last week before the sale, I probably won't even be plugging InfoWars because they might shut it down days after the bad guys buy it. But your orders are safe now at InfoWarsStore.com. to get in there right now and please support. But thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, all that stuff is separate from us and is going to help us continue one way or another. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Please keep us on air. Thank you for standing with us. It's critical time.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, that it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Now, what I'm about to show you, according to Gavin Newsom, is illegal in California. He decides what can be a satire or a joke and what's criminal. And the examples he's given are Elon Musk retweets of obvious AI deepfakes about Kamala Harris that anybody watching it would know were things she's really said, but put together in a disturbing or funny context. So this new video I want to play, Chase Geyser linked to, and I'm going to repost it on X here in a moment. Disturbing. New Kamala Harris campaign ad depicts mother who wishes she had an abortion. Watch the end, where you again learn that it's not something she actually did. But this is what they're promoting, how great abortion is. They're promoting getting rid of human life. It's a good thing. You know, they're saying we shouldn't bring humans to the world. It's so horrible. So this is a very disturbing. Here it is.
When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, they didn't just take away a legal right. They changed the lives of millions of women across America. In 2021 alone, over 930,000 women made the difficult decision to have an abortion. Now, under a federal abortion ban, that choice would be gone. Imagine a nation where women are forced into motherhood when they aren't ready, where the weight of that responsibility isn't shared, but placed entirely on their shoulders. Every sleepless night, every mess that feels impossible to clean up, every moment of feeling overwhelmed. For so many women, it's a future they didn't choose, a reality they're not prepared for. But now, the right to decide is being taken from them. We cannot stand by while freedom is stripped away. We must protect a woman's right to choose her own path, for herself, for her family, for her future, so we don't wind up living with a child like this.
I just posted it on Real Alex Jones, and I said, and I'll pull it up for you, this is my comment on it. This is satire, but it accurately depicts the policies and mindset of the left. So if you want to share it, it's at Real Alex Jones. And Gavin Newsom would like to put anybody that talks about such things in prison. But they want us to abort our children and then replace them with a bunch of third world populations that are brought in fully under globalist control. Just like this is satire, but it's based on something that actually happened. Overhead shot. Trump put this out on Truth Social and on X today. And for radio listeners, I'll describe it. It's a yard sign stuck in a yard with grass growing. And it's a Trump Vance 2024 campaign ad. Or campaign sign. And it simply says, not friends with school shooters. In fact, I haven't played that clip yet. I got so many clips on the paper. Guys, will you find the clip of him saying that Tim Walz, that he is friends with school shooters? Now, Newsom could say this is illegal. But it's not. It's satire. And the left runs around calling for violence everywhere and lying constantly, and that's their right to do it. And it's our right to counter them. But the idea that we can't expose stuff like this and make jokes about them is a fraud. And I know I'm stating the incredible obvious here. Matt in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, brother, awesome. I can. Let me tell the listener something. When I go to you and you hear a psh, that means that's the sound you put on air. I do hear you. You are on air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that court strike. I don't think we're watching our six. I was talking to my wife the other night, and she brought up that this is the perfect time for any foreign actor to attack us, and this is the perfect time for the military to go in and take over our ports, and then you got food rations. That's all I had to say.
No, I hear you. And then you've got the hurricane taking out a bunch of key battleground states so they can have cover during the disaster to steal votes. And then you've got, like, Georgia. And then you've got the wars all going on and the open borders and all these foreigners. What do you think is going to happen 33 days out, Matt?
I don't think we're going to see the election. I don't think they're going to allow it to happen. I really don't. I'm preparing for that.
you know, people should hope for the best, prepare for the worst. I agree with you. There's a very good chance the globalists know they've already tried to kill Trump. They know everything's backfiring. We should do a whole show and brainstorm this. Well, let me ask you the question, since you raised this. How do you think the globalists would cancel the election? How would they do that?
Well, martial law, lockdown, you know, foreign government comes and attacks us. All of a sudden, they knock out a couple of those ships, and the military goes in and takes over. We got food rations, and, I mean, because the logistics are going to be a nightmare trying to get all those, you know, everything's backed up down there now. So it's going to be a nightmare trying to figure it out.
Absolutely. It's like a fishing pole when the line goes back and it all gets wrapped around itself. It's a huge snarl is the word. And since you mentioned it, there's NPR. Let's put the headline up. They're now admitting in four states, Hurricane Helena upends election planning in some parts of North Carolina and other states. So there you go. Perfect cover for them now. Great point, sir. Thank you, Matt. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jeff in Florida. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, great show last night.
Thank you.
Vance really hit a home run. Okay, I'll speak fast. Citizens are arrested for smuggling or transporting illegals in their car or vans, yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, how come we don't file criminal charges and put arrest warrants out for all these NGOs, all the transportation companies? We get groups of people in every state file arrest warrants and criminal charges against all the groups and people in transportation that are doing this. Let's go on the offense, all right? And you know Bill Gates isn't a doctor, yes?
No.
Why does pull up a video of him administering a shot into a child of COVID? Only AMA doctors are allowed to administer prescriptions or shots and or
nurses.
I got it here. Allowed to practice medicine, which may diagnose, prescribe, and administer medicine. He's breaking the law by putting...
No, you're right. Bill Gates is literally raping people with these poison shots. He's not even a doctor.
Groups of people should file charges and arrest warrants for him in every state. So if he travels out of his house, he can be arrested. Just like the NGOs, file charges. Go on the offense. Let's attack these people back and go lobby and sit in on all your state elected officials if they're supporting the migrant movement.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Let me elaborate on what you said. That's what I've been saying. The Justice Department and the DHS with Mayorkas and Garland are total criminals. They organize the NGOs, the UN camps, to ship the illegals in, just like they did in Europe. The big NGO that ran the Europe invasion the last 15 years is the one running the main invasion here. They're in charge of the Border Patrol, the National Guard, all of when you go down to the border. And they give them debit cards to come from Africa and Asia and Latin America to get up to the refugee centers. Then they brainwash them a few months, tell them where they're going to be going in the United States, and then ship them up to the border. And they get processed in and catapulted into the nation. And the kids disappear and all this stuff goes on. The Justice Department is supposedly in charge of that. They won't prosecute. They actually aid it. So I've said it's up to the governors and the attorney generals to start criminally going after this. Well, Texas has some. So they keep trying to indict Ken Paxton because he's doing his job as the attorney general. And so, yes, we need a coalition of states to get together. And we've got local laws about human trafficking and smuggling and kids being flown around and all this stuff. But notice the feds have the airports. They have it all where they control the internal ports. They turn into internal checkpoints and the actual contiguous borders. And Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico, and Guam. And so, yeah, this is a constitutional crisis. The federal government is at war with the people and the very existence of the country. And I played this a few hours ago, but I'll play it again. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick calls out Kamala and Biden for purposely and knowingly being complicit in child sex trade. Well, then, Texas needs to indict them. And these guys are already doing some of the best jobs. I'm proud of Texas, but they need to go all the way. And Trump needs to start talking about this, that when he gets elected, he's going to prosecute the NGOs. I totally agree with you. You're over the target, sir. Here's the clip.
You know, Laura, one of the things that's never talked about in these, and I know you've talked about it, but I want your audience to really get their arms around this. We have about 300,000 children who have come here illegally, and Kamala Harris does not know where they are. And we can tell you where we sadly think many of them are. And that is that they're being forced to have sex five, six, seven times a day as children or teenagers or young women because they're put into the sex trade industry. How can you possibly allow hundreds of thousands of children to cross the border and lose track of them and knowing that you turn them over to someone that you don't know if they're a family member? And that's what's happened. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are responsible for a sex child trade in this country tonight. And it makes me sick to my stomach to think what some of these children are enduring that are being sex trafficked in this country. And Kamala Harris doesn't care a damn about these children. She says she cares. She said President Trump cared about them. He put a stop to it. He would not have let this happen. This is outrageous. And people are thinking about who they're voting for. You have complicit. A president, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris running for president, who purposely and knowingly know that children are being sex trafficked in this country, thousands and thousands.
Governor, you previously opposed an assault weapons ban, but it only later in your political career did you change your position. Why?
Yeah, I sat in that office with those Sandy Hook parents. I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen it. Look, the NRA, I was an NRA guy for a long time. They used to teach gun safety. I'm of an age where my shotgun was in my car so I could pheasant hunt after football practice. That's not where we live today.
I'm friends with school shooters. So, the caller raised this, and it's a big deal, and I do a special report on this. Damage from Hurricane Helene in Georgia create problems with mail-in ballots and particularly affect Trump voters in rural areas. Isn't that magic? Isn't that special? New York Times, Washington Post. If Helena affects voting, Trump may pay the price. Now, it's mainly rural areas that are almost 80% and 90% Trump. How Helena destruction could affect voting in North Carolina election. News Observer. Officials in storm-ravaged North Carolina plan for elections. And it goes on from there. Hurricane Helena upends election planning in some parts of North Carolina. Now, here's a document. I'm actually going to retweet this. I've seen these documents before. You can look it up on the U.S. government's own website. But nothing to see here, just a fully verified approval U.S. patent for producing hurricanes. They would never do this in real life, or would they? I had Ben Livingston when they declassified it 16 years ago, the former head of weather weapon program, who was able to create hurricanes, steer hurricanes, weaken hurricanes, kill hurricanes, you name it, in a 1967 Stanford research project. He'd already been able to do it a decade before. But here's more of the high-tech systems where they use electromagnetic radiation to ionize the storms and make them stronger or weaker or steer them. United States patent application number US2003/0085296AI. Published 2003, May 8th. See all that information right there? And it goes through all of it right here. Now, this is what Doppler is able to do. It's on record. Foreign governments brag how they do it in, like, Dubai, China, you name it. How they can make the hurricane spin faster, how they can make it spin slower, how they can make it dump rain where they want. Here they are in Figure 3, directing the hurricane. Oh, where do we see that? Right where they want it. They can create hurricanes. They can weaken them, strengthen them. They can kill them. They can direct them. And what does Bill Gates say? He wants to control hurricanes. He wants to block out the sun. He wants to do all of this crap. And it's all in the patent right here that you can read in the different figures and how they're able to do it. Why don't you guys queue up Brennan, the former head of the CIA at the time. He was CIA director. In 2015, he gave this speech, and he talks about how the UN and others and the U.S. government have weather control, but they try to keep it quiet because they don't want people to know they have it. And that's him at the Council on Foreign Relations. You just type in CIA director admits chemtrails or weather control. And there he is, Council on Foreign Relations, saying it all. We'll play that in a moment, but this is so big, I'm going to shoot a special report on it today that'll be at InfoWars.com, band.video, and, of course, Real Alex Jones on X. This is a big deal. Here is the CIA director at the time, Brennan, talking about this.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
So people obsess over the spraying of chemicals, but it's the electromagnetic system. They have them on ships. They've got these big floating, the NSA does, and the Department of Energy. Oil drilling rigs is what they are, and they have just giant arrays on them, and they do this. So it's going on. The hurricane acted very strangely, went right over the key areas, then dumped all its rain. These weather patterns are not normal, and they go, oh, it's global warming. You better give us all your, you know, money and let us run your life. And then they can attack you with weather weapons and say, see, it's bad. And this is all hiding in plain view. And when I talk about it, the corporate media attacks me and says, oh, Jones is crazy. I'm showing you the documents. It's like atrazine sterilizes a lot of frogs, makes the other ones be attracted to males. They don't have any babies, and their populations implode or they go extinct, depending on the species. It's just a fact, but they make a joke out of this. None of this is a joke. None of this is funny. This is going on. And the mad scientists love the fact that we only care about fantasy football and golf and, you know, women out with their friends eating dinner, drinking cocktails. And I know that's all fun, but the new world order is coming down on everybody. And I see so many simple-minded people that just think they're still in Kansas. We're not. All right, I'm going to rampage quickly through calls and try to get to as many of them as I can. Bob and Darcy and Dave and Kent and Al and everybody here and Matt and Annie. Then I'll hand the baton to Jason Burmans that always knocks it out of the park. But I'm going to say it again because the clock's ticking. On November 13th, they try to sell InfoWars and Soros and others say they want to try to get it. Soros control media matters. Regardless, we have sponsors that are going to help with a new system. Regardless that they won't be able to shut down, but we need capital. The folks I'm going to work with and work under need that. So you support InfoWars while it's still here and hopefully continues, and you support the other operations. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the amazing T-shirts and ball caps that promote freedom, you'll meet like-minded people, and it's amazing. Don't let the enemy win. Realize I've been here for 30 years. You think, oh, it'll always be here. InfoWars 27. We've had everything thrown at us. I trust in God. It's all going to work out. But it's a critical time. They want us off the air during the time that Trump is president-elect. It's critical that I don't miss a beat and stay on air during this. And I'm talking about satellite uplinks, everything just boom. The whole show continues on. And we do not have the capital with the folks we're working with right now to be able to segue the crew over and do the things we need to do. So we are not in the position right now. And sure, there's a lot of folks that they're going to buy it. I can work for them. That's pie in the sky. I trust me. Okay? So, and I trust you to support us. So I need you to go now to thealexjonesstore.com. Also support our other great sponsors that will go on that separate from InfoWars, drjonesnaturals.com. And I need you to support our sponsors. And I need you to get great products while you still support us. But the products cost a lot of money to make. The t-shirts cost a lot because they're high quality. And so when you look at those numbers, we're only getting a percentage of that. I need massive support. It's so easy. Get a great t-shirt or a great supplement or a great product or a water filter or whatever in the mail and know that you stood up for the Republic at such a critical time. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Now, InfoWars is still up and running, and I pray it's going to continue on. You order there, you get your vitamin mineral fusion, you get your CBD gummies and 1,000-milligram tincture and our InfoWars MD, the highest quality, so good for your whole body, anti-inflammation, immune system, InfoWars MD, the nitric boost, the Brain Force Ultra, amazing nootropic. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Please continue to support there. But we have to move into the game of the new operation in case. And then if it does, if we survive, we just roll the new stuff. I'm working with other folks into that. But regardless, we're launching the escape ship in the operation, and I need fuel. You know, there's systems there. I'll leave it at that. And things, but it just comes down to the fact that this is go time. This is zero hour. This is critical. And it's in your hands to continue this transmission. I don't have any strength except through you. And of course, God working through you. All right. So you are everything. I need you to make the decision humbly. Those of you that have, I mean, my gosh, if 5% of the audience went and bought the shirts, we could do anything. But instead, it's always less than 1% that buys anything. And I want to thank those folks. Maybe I guess I should go to them. Hey, other people aren't going to support the country at this critical time for whatever reason. They share links and articles at least. Thank you. They pray for the show. Thank you. Whatever reason, 99% won't support. Okay. And maybe I shouldn't be talking to them. I'll talk to you. Thank you, those of you that got the books, the films, the t-shirts, all of it. I want to ask you again, if you can, please go to thealexjonesstore.com and get some more t-shirts. They'll just be worth more if they shut this place down. They'll be collector's items. We don't want that, but buy the shirts and sell them on eBay. You'll probably get more money from them. The point is that I'll just ask the folks that have been supporting. I guess it's always that 300, like, you know, well, what happened fighting the Babylonians or the Persians. But I just thank you, the less than 1%. I guess it's always a tiny percent that does that. So thank you, and I guess I asked the 1% to step up again. Maybe I'm asking the wrong people. In fact, don't worry if you never bought anything. I understand for whatever reason you don't want to. I get it. Just please share the links, share the articles. Fine. I guess that's not in God's plan for you to do that. I understand. But for those that have been supporting, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're the reason we've had so much success. Look at what we've done, fighting the poison shots, fighting the abortion, fighting the death cult, fighting the open border, fighting for the children that have been kidnapped, fighting to stop World War III, fighting for President Trump, fighting the New World Order with everything we've got. We couldn't have done any of this without the percentage of you out there that have supported. So from the bottom of my heart, I respectfully and thank you for your help and what you've done. And I just thank you for keeping me in the fight all these years. And I salute you. And I would ask you again to support now at this critical time on the investment you've made here. Your investment in freedom has paid off in a royal flush, in a grand slam. And I would just ask you again to support at thealexjonesstore.com. That less than 1%. Because you are the 1%ers. You are it. And so my hat's off to you. And I should be addressing you instead. I understand folks that want to support. I think that's a good move this time. Maybe you think it's good we're off the air. Okay, great. I understand. That's your choice. You made your decision. But for those that have been supporting, I want to thank you. More calls straight ahead than Jason Burmes. I'm Alex Jones. Hour number four straight ahead.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve. Symbol
mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We have some major breaking news on multiple fronts concerning Tim Walz. It's on InfoWars.com. Tim Walz connected to disappearance of manual for nuclear-capable howitzer. That's a nuclear weapon tactical you can fire from a cannon. I'm going to pop in the start of the next segment and then hand the baton to Jason Burmes on that front and a few other stories at InfoWars.com. But right now, let's jam some more calls in. Let's go to Anna in California on weather weapons. I just covered that. Anna, what's your take?
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know, Alex, firstly, I'm very, very proud of you. I've known you since Bohemian Grove the first time. Secondly, a man named Dame Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org, he has the, I think it's called NextRad footage, satellite footage, of the ionization in process with the hurricane.
Yeah, in fact, let's get Dane Whittington on tomorrow. He's been on the show probably 20 times the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, and if you go to his site, geoengineeringwatch.org, he's got the footage right there. Somehow he's able to get that. And it's right there, black and white, the NextRad.
Yeah, no, he just uses, the government has scopes you can find online of all the radars they're using to manipulate the weather and satellites. So, yeah.
So he's very, very good at the science end of things. But I listened to his podcast yesterday, and he's not able to connect the dots like you are as to why they wanted to target that area. And I was going to ask, but you and previous callers answered the question. It's related to the election. So it's just one more stop, the weather weapons that they're pulling out on us right now. So mostly I just wanted to call attention to the fact that Dame Wigington has the goods. Like, it's right there. You can see it in real time.
You know, I was actually thinking of him about an hour ago and thinking I ought to get him on because, you know, he's really an expert and there's a lot of other great ones as well. But we'll do that. Call Dame Wigington, guys, see if we can get him on tomorrow. Thank you so much, Annie. I'm glad you held to say that. Wow. Great idea. Let's go to Bob in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Alex, first I want to thank you because if it wasn't for the information from your show, I wouldn't have been armed with the information to help save my family from not taking that dreaded COVID shot.
Yes, sir.
That's number one, especially in the People's Republic of New Jersey. The reason why I'm calling is because of the Motor Vehicle Commission in New Jersey. They are registering people who are obviously not from this country to vote. They are not checking their citizenship. I saw this with my own eyes when I went to the MVC to get my license renewed. When I asked the clerk, "Are you checking for their citizenship?" he told me, "We're not allowed to ask." I was dumbfounded. And you can go through this little process where you click these little screens when you sign, quote, sign your paperwork and ask you, would you like to sign up for voter registration? And at that point, the guy never even asked me for proof of citizenship, even though I'm a citizen and a veteran and all that. But I've tried alerting my local representatives about this, and so far there's been little to no interest.
Oh, yeah, in a bunch of battleground states, they're just signing people up to vote. They don't care if you're a citizen, they give you a driver's license. Oh, it's a total fraud.
Horrifying. And this is the same state where, like I said, this is one of the most corrupt places you could possibly imagine. I live in a pretty clean county when it comes to elections, but the places up north, just like, you know, when Cittarelli lost the gubernatorial race by a magic 320,000 votes that appeared in the middle of the night in Bergen County, we know where this is going in New Jersey. But anybody who's listening to me from New Jersey, go to the MVC, go look for it for yourself, and go tell somebody about this. I can't go to the FBI because I'm sure it'll be fall on deaf ears, but that's the way it happened.
Wow. And just recap that. Explain what happened to you.
I'm a vet. And I went to go get my real ID driver's license. So this way, and I had to provide my DD-214, where I lived, et cetera, so I can get that veteran's designation. And while I'm there, I'm probably one of the handful of people that obviously wasn't, you know, that was not speaking a foreign language. Just leave it like that. And I'm watching these people going up and getting licenses, and they're signing something on an electronic tablet. And when I got to my turn, and I'm sure that they're not really showing anything, you know, at the end of this transaction. At the end of the transaction is when do you want to receive a voter registry? Do you want to be registered to vote? And I didn't see them producing anything like citizenship papers or anything like that. And when I asked the clerk at the end, well, are you going to ask me for my citizenship? He goes, well, no, we're not allowed to ask.
Thank you.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jason Mermis coming up, but first some breaking news. All right, ladies and gentlemen, up on InfoWars.com, German train station platform quarantine as eye-bleeding virus scare rolled out. They're saying that might be Marburg. It's out of Africa. Where that was happening. Oh my God, everything has to get locked down. It kills half the people that get it. Meanwhile, was Tim Walz connected to disappearance of manual for nuclear capable howitzer? That's now breaking, of course. Hercules actor, I Love Hollywood because they're all pedos. Let's get him on the show. He's been on the broadcast before. Kevin Sorbo dropped a massive bombshell Tuesday claiming the left entertainment industry because he left because of the proliferation of pedophilia. I didn't get blacklisted from Hollywood. I left because they're all pedos, he said. All right. I'm going to go ahead and hand the baton to Jason Mermis. Great filmmaker, great friend of mine. Been known Mermis for 20 years, or almost 20 years. He's got a lot to cover and a lot to get into. Owen Schroyer will be here in 56 minutes. with the war room. We are in the twilight of InfoWars, potentially. It's all over the news that the Democratic Party and Soros plan to buy InfoWars at auction so patriots can't get it. I hope we survive. I hope big folks come in and bid. There have been some patriots I know that have qualified or planning to do it, and they got some pretty good money coming forward. But I'm not going to count on that. Support our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Those are outside of free speech systems at InfoWars. They're funding it. They pay for advertising. They're on. Most of the money goes to InfoWars. That's great. We hope it survives, but some of it goes so these folks can help us stay on the air and so I can fight my legal battles during this whole thing, or they're going to do a whole bunch of stuff to keep me off air after this. So I'm not going to belabor it. I'm not going to tell you all the stuff we're going through. Our mission is to expose the globalists, keep exposing what they're doing. Clearly, weather weapons, in my view, are being used in these key battleground states. I'm going to do a special report on that. We're here to cover the issues, not talk about what's happening to us. But I have to tell you, without massive support, we're going to have some real issues. I need you to take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com and support kepm.com/gold. Get your gold and silver at the best place, lowest prices. And that's also a sponsor going forward, kepm.com/gold. The very best deals you're going to get, ready to ship to you at wholesale prices, and they buy it back for nothing, and almost no one else does that of any quality. So kepm.com/gold. Get the best deals. You go to that link, kepm.com/gold, or 720-605-3900. It wouldn't wait. I take action. Look at the market. And again, also the alexjonesstore.com for all the great t-shirts and bumper stickers and everything else is there. A lot of other stuff's going to get added as well, but we need to take action now. I humbly thank you for all your support. We couldn't do it without you. We are in a war for our very future. And just realize that we're in an existential crisis right now. Jason Burmes takes over.
Thank you so much, Alex. And we do have a jam-packed fourth hour. We're going to be getting into Julian Assange and his first public appearance at this international hearing in Europe in a bit. But I wanted to start with a documentary film based on a war game that took place January 6, 2023, entitled War Game. I came across it this week. And for those that don't know, for a long time now, you've had this clique of intelligence officials, military units, people within the government that plan and profile all of these different types of scenarios, especially when we're talking about elections. In fact, in 2020, John Podesta, I believe he was playing Biden, and that was another war game. Now, this really takes you through what they're planning to do if they have to steal an election under the guise of saving democracy from a stolen election. I want that to sink in for a moment, okay? When you see the players that are in this, okay, let's take a look. Let's scroll down a little bit. These are just some of the key players. There's some other all-stars in there. Other than Wesley Clark and Vindman, one of the key players in the false impeachment attempts of Trump, Peter Strzok is a huge part of this. And I got to tell you, we're going to play some of the clips and the scenarios that they're trying to present. But believe these people when they tell you who they are or who they want you to believe they're playing. So in other words, in this, William Crystal, another total all-star, a warmonger that has been around decades, a literal neocon from the Project for a New American Century. You see, he's playing a role with another individual that's based on Roger Stone and Bannon. We're going to show you that clip in a little bit. But you see, now Roger Stone and Bannon type characters, all right, they have on the ground units from the Order of Columbus. Now the Order of Columbus, we're going to get to all of it, just happened to be churches. Oh, so now you're going to have church groups that they go after. Sovereign citizens are mentioned. But here's the key twist that just flips everything on its head, that the quote-unquote insurrectionists this time around actually have members of the National Guard working with them for a quote-unquote violent insurrection. So this whole war game devolves into a civil war type scenario, and it takes place within the span of 6 hours. Now they have fake media reports. They integrate that with past news footage. They, of course, attack social media and free speech. But I'm going to play this first minute. Now this isn't the first minute of the show or of the documentary. In fact, when we get to the red team, the first couple minutes of the program are a couple of Army veterans basically casing DC for a violent insurrection, talking about explosions and gasoline, all these different things. That's not real. That wasn't real in 2020. Not even a subplot that they would want to be real with something like the Whitmer kidnapping hoax is on any of these levels, all right? But over and over, January 6th, we know that this is the real threat. Vet Voice are the people behind this, and it's the central. I mean, you're going to see it right now. Now, like the very first part of the clip that I cut here is this individual from the Central Intelligence Agency sucking up to Wesley Clark. So let's start with that clip right now.
The director of national intelligence for this exercise.
Oh, great.
Just wanted to say hello, because you'll be seeing me at the table.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Enjoy me. What's your background here?
CIA.
Vet Voice is not the Pentagon. We're not DHS, but we do have an incredible number of folks in our network who have held positions in these agencies who volunteered to serve and are taking this issue really seriously. So we thought, why not bring them all together? And where things go from there will be up to the role players. Seated around this room is an incredible diversity of professional experience spanning the last 5 presidential administrations. All of us are here today because we are increasingly concerned by the rise of domestic extremism and radicalization in this country, specifically within the active duty military forces. I don't need to tell you that the alarms are flashing red. Most of you have at one point sworn under oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Today, we'll examine a frightening scenario. What happens when those in uniform break that oath?
Oh, what? And you did see Peter Strzok there. We're going to get to Peter Strzok in a minute. So yet another guy that tried to perpetrate a hoax against the executive in office that was actually elected in this country is part of this drill. I mean, go down the line of how out of touch the people that make this crap are. And you've got that, the spooky violin. They play that throughout the whole thing. So let's talk about the National Guard one moment before we get to Vindman and his little like sneakles. Okay, there. Again, I hate picking on people's physical appearance, but everything about Vindman, for everything, is completely unimpressive. And they even used him like in a cameo role for Curb Your Enthusiasm, which generally isn't that political, and when it is, it's kind of hilarious. And even then, I was like, whoa, Colonel Vindman, whoa. Anyway, when you look at the National Guard, that would have been the solution for what did occur on January 6th, right? Instead of having provocateurs, okay, and law enforcement on the inside facilitating what happened, if you would just listen to Trump, okay, and I'm not stumping for the guy, but in this case, yeah, his election was stolen. And yes, he asked for the National Guard. If you have the National Guard there, that's it. It's a wrap. Okay. There's the protest. There's the ellipse. And then there's the event at the Capitol that they had a permit for. And anything beyond that would have been neutralized by the National Guard, 100%. So they have to take that out of the equation for this time around. And since you really do want to delegitimize the traditional military, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, freedom of religion, okay? What you do is you offer another scenario. And don't worry, there's going to be, throughout the exercise as well, you're going to have moles within all these different government institutions, right? Because the other guy, he doesn't want to give it up. And here's the funny thing. In this scenario, the president in power, who's played by some Democratic governor, okay, who is it? Let's go to him. It is Steve Bullock, okay, governor of Montana. Is he Democratic? If he's not, again, they say this is a nonpartisan exercise. Hard for me to believe. Hard for me to believe. Maybe he is a Republican. Maybe he's Romney style, which is a scary style to be. I'd say Montana probably has a Republican governor. I'm rolling the dice on that one, folks. I'm not perfect. But I want you to really understand now they want to target certain individuals that might not go along with the program. So here's Vindman actually talking about that. He's like, well, they failed in their first. There was no attempt at a coup. There was no armed insurrection. Nobody planned on stopping anything. Just like there was no coordination with Roger Stone or Steve Bannon or Donald Trump or Alex Jones to storm the Capitol. None of that was real, let alone an armed insurrection. But now they're putting in the flavor, what? Your own military is going to betray you, and they're going to help with domestic terrorists that are former military in an armed insurrection. Now, this also further legitimizes what? International forces on the ground in the United States. But here's Vindman telling you about it.
Is developed to reflect a lot of what happened on January 6th, but with the twist that this time members of the National Guard who have been brought in to protect the Capitol actually join the insurrection and turn their weapons around on the folks that they're there to protect.
I just got to stop it again. There was no insurrection. That's not real. They join the insurrection. And here's the thing. At the end of this clip, I believe it is, they show you a bunch of pictures of the insurrection. We're going to break those down because it's comedic.
The military probably is not doing enough to deal with this question of extremism within the ranks. It's not just us democracy defenders that have learned from this. It's also the democracy offenders, the authoritarians that are looking to advance the cause of stealing elections, retaining power. And they've probably learned that you need the elites. You need the military behind it.
It was your opponent.
So you need the military. I mean, this guy, I'd be ashamed if he was my second cousin. So this is the red unit. Okay. I want everybody to take a look. So these are the guys that are now, they've already plotted everything out. This is what they tried to portray, like the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, as. It's not real. It was never real. But then they're also going to be in coordination with the Stone and Bannon characters. Can't make this up. One of them played by William Crystal, real warmonger. Well, that are going to put out disinformation on social media. But again, let's play this clip right here first.
Me and my team, we spend all day, every day, studying extremist movements.
In the simulation, we're like the real chaos agents, like we're the ground
team. Right, right. Yeah.
You guys are the Bannon Stone figures.
Like, but we're in touch.
We're in touch. You're the Bannon Stone figures. We're in touch. The real agents of chaos on the ground of January 6th, for what it was, were working with the feds. You understand? Or Department of Homeland Security or the Secret Service. Still haven't figured out that January 5th pipe bomber for some reason, the most surveilled place on the planet. Now, I want people to think about this. That the guy in the beard, they show him going through, you got a Canon camera. It's real dangerous to have a camera in DC. I mean, it's every trope that's over the top ridiculous, that tries to demonize freedom of speech and the Constitution and Bill of Rights and make it the threat and make individuals the threat. Now, again, they're going to be the ground teams. So if any of those pipe bombs had gone off, why wouldn't they be involved in this massive, violent insurrection on January 6th? Because they didn't. Because they got their provocateur event. Okay? And it's completely and totally provocatory. So now we're going to show you the other people that are they're demonizing active military in this one, folks. All right? So now they're going to talk about the Order of Columbus, and you'll get the insight into the domestic extremist groups.
What a weak response. I'm going to hit him with this right now. As an immediate response, no, you don't control the ground. We do.
Yep. So the Order of Columbus is a name that we made up to create our kind of mishmash of real extremist movements and to show how they could potentially coalesce around centralized leadership.
Yeah.
My team consists of American veterans from all different branches of the military with all sorts of different experiences.
Assemble. Where would we like to send a large body of armed crazies?
Capital.
At the United States Capitol.
So there it is, right there. There's the coordination. Here, there. Where do we send the troops? Now, again, think about this in direct contradiction to the reality of January 6th. Roger Stone didn't tell anybody to get violent. Didn't tell anybody to storm the Capitol. They sure showed up with guns at his place, though, when they wanted to charge him with bogus Russian collusion. I mean, that really happened. But now they're coordinating things with the troops on the ground to send crazies. I mean, first of all, this shows how cartoon the scenario is. Do you think that if there were insurrectionists, they would refer to their own troops as crazies? No, of course not, but let's just continue.
We are here to play the role of the unfaithful, of those who are willing to do violence to achieve political ends.
So here we go. Now I want everybody to take a look at this picture. The do violence, and they're showing you January 6th here. Where's the guns? Where's the knives? I see a bunch of people getting sprayed. I see the gas. I see a camera and a camera phone. Where's all the violence? Let's keep going.
I am thinking like an insurgent. I am doing
thinking like an insurgent. How about the Make America Great Again woman next to the flag on her phone? I missed the part in any of these photographs that they're showing as they're describing this violent insurrection where there's any weapons whatsoever. Instead, I see a bunch of people not trying to be gassed up and a lady on her phone, maybe the third.
What picture. I expect enemies of democracy to be doing as they plan the next assault.
Okay, so here we go, the plan of the next assault. Okay, it's another couple guys with their phones out, and I still don't see any guns. I don't see any hostages. I don't see any demands. This is the absurdity out there. But again, we're going to play Peter Strzok, and this is a guy who literally tried to pull a coup FBI style on Trump. And here you go.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm here to brief you on an evolving situation at the U.S. Capitol. We've identified a group known as the Order of Columbus that we believe is behind the violence. It's a very dynamic situation. Both what is occurring on the ground as well as our understanding of that is evolving. What we have heard in this unexpected breach was that the protesters have demonstrated evolved tactics, evolved communications, and evolved weapons from what we saw in 2021. So the Order of Columbus is part of the sovereign citizen movement. It is founded on the belief that the founders established the United States based on biblical interpretation and that therefore the existing government is largely not legitimate. Part of the Order of Columbus's efforts involve registering themselves as churches. They do this for at least a couple of reasons. One is to escape financial scrutiny and oversight, and the next is to provide some limited protection against public disclosure of their activities. And consequently, they view themselves as immune from the existing government. That's all the information I have for now. If there's something you'd like me to go through again or explain further, I'd be happy to do.
Look at that weasel. So now they're targeting active military. They're targeting churches. They're targeting the First Amendment. They're targeting social media. They're targeting veterans. Who warned you about that all those years ago? Oh, that's right. It was InfoWars.com and Alex Jones. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. You need to support the broadcast. Get a shirt, get the supplements, get the books, share the videos, support the broadcast. We'll be back in a moment with more Alex Jones.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve. symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Jason Burmes, for the fourth hour. I want to shift gears a little bit to something a bit more positive. Now, I can't tell you how happy I am to share this photograph. This is not AI. And if you do not recognize the gentleman in the photograph sharing a moment on a beach with his wife and children, that is Julian Assange. And Assange made his first public appearance the other day at this Council of Europe hearing. We're going to play a couple clips, but before we get there, you know, I think it's so important that this issue really be at the forefront for a number of reasons. The first of which is our right to free speech, right? And in total and complete contradiction to that, you had El Guglio here, Mr. Skeletor himself, John Kerry, calling for censorship and changing our First Amendment because it is an obstacle in their great narrative. And that's the reality. Every time you hear misinformation, disinformation, that guy is a long gamer. He's been around for decades and useful in many an agenda, mainly along the lines of globalism. He threw the election against his skull and bonesman buddy and distant cousin on both sides, George Bush. I mean, you look into it, probably won. But, hey, you don't want to challenge a system that has machines and proprietary software and the inability to audit the system and fractional voting, because that's going to come in handy later. And by the way, you'll end up running more of the country's foreign policy decades down the line than the actual zombie they put in office. I mean, John Kerry has been a mover and shaker amongst the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, et cetera, for a long time. So Assange at this hearing, you know, there were a couple really human moments that made me happy. You know, I just showed you him with his kids. He kind of made a crack about readjusting to life as a human being, as a father, as a husband, as to somebody with a mother-in-law. I mean, I enjoyed that part of it. We're not going to play those parts, but there are two clips in particular. The first one is almost 4 minutes long, and I'm probably just going to let it run. There's a couple moments in there where there's some slight silence and pausing, but the gravity of the message is so important that I think, you know, it just needs to be played totally and completely uninterrupted. And then the second clip is going to be him discussing the Central Intelligence Agency, Pompeo, not only targeting him, but his family as well. And these are things that we have to keep. I mean, we just watched that clip right there, right? They're running war games about coups in this country involving American citizens. They're in churches and our veterans. And who's there as the director of national intelligence? Oh, the guy from the CIA. Oh, and the corrupt FBI guy, that guy? Oh, great. Fantastic. So, without further ado, let's play this extended Assange clip, because he says so much in these 4 minutes.
No publisher had ever been prosecuted for publishing classified information from the United States, either domestically or internationally. I expected some kind of harassment legal process. I was prepared to fight for that. I believe the value of these publications was such that it is okay to have that fight and that we would prevail because we had understood what was legally possible. My naivete was believing in the law. When push comes to shove, laws are just pieces of paper, and they can be reinterpreted for political expediency. They are the rules made by the ruling class, more broadly. And if those rules don't suit what it wants to do, it reinterprets them or, hopefully, changes them, which is clearer. In the case of the United States, we angered one of the constituent powers of the United States, the intelligence sector, the security state, the secrecy state. It was powerful enough to push for a reinterpretation of the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. First Amendment seems pretty black and white to me. It's very short. It says the Congress shall make no law restricting speech or the press. However, that was the U.S. Constitution, those precedents relating to it, were just reinterpreted away. And yes, perhaps ultimately, if it got into the Supreme Court of the United States, and I was still alive in that system, I might have won, depending on what the makeup was of the U.S. Supreme Court. But in the meantime, I had lost 14 years on the house arrest, embassy, siege, and maximum security prison. So I think this is an important lesson, that when a major power faction wants to reinterpret the law, it can push to have the element of the state, in this case the U.S. Department of Justice, do that. And it doesn't care too much about what is legal. That's something for a much later day. In the meantime, the deterrent effect that it seeks, the retributive actions that it seeks, have had their effect.
I mean, a lot to unpack there. Obviously, and rightfully so, he says the First Amendment is pretty cut and dry. He also, and you know, you could tell this is emotional for him. His voice is cracking. The guy has been extremely diligent. He's intelligent. And for him to have all this happen based on the naivety, again, that laws matter, they don't. They don't. Okay? When the power faction is great enough, what do? They alter the situation. And he also makes the point, look, maybe, just maybe, in a perfect world, if we go to the U.S. Supreme Court, I get off. Because the guy did have to plead. He says, make no mistake about it, I had to plead guilty to journalism. That's it. That is the case. Extremely dangerous. And he talked about that intelligence apparatus. We're going to get into that next. And now he talks, you know, this clip cuts in on the tail end of him kind of describing Vault 7. And I've got this Vault 7 clip that hopefully we're also going to get to. But then he also gets into other aspects of the Central Intelligence Agency specifically. So here's Assange talking about the CIA, Pompeo, and more.
He revealed the CIA's vast production of malware and viruses, its subversion of supply chains, its subversion of antivirus software, cars, smart TVs, and iPhones. CIA Director Pompeo launched a campaign of retribution. It is now a matter of public record that under Pompeo's explicit direction, the CIA drew up plans to kidnap and to assassinate me within the Ecuadorian embassy in London and authorized going after my European colleagues, subjecting us to theft, hacking attacks, and the planting of false information. My wife and my infant son were also targeted. A CIA asset was permanently assigned to track my wife, and instructions were given to obtain DNA from my six-month-old son's nappy. This is the testimony of more than 30 current and former U.S. intelligence officials speaking to the U.S. press, which has been additionally corroborated by records seized in a prosecution brought against some of the CIA agents involved. The CIA's targeting of myself, my family, and my associates through aggressive extrajudicial and extraterritorial means provides a rare insight into how powerful intelligence organizations engage in transnational repression. Such repressions are not unique. What is unique is that we know so much about this one due to numerous whistleblowers and to judicial investigations in Spain.
I apologize. Rookie mistake. We're back. I want to point out that just last month, it came out once again that, yeah, your phone is absolutely listening to you. So I don't know that it is even that unique that we have all this information, because I haven't seen any accountability whatsoever. This is Cox Media Group, Facebook, Amazon, Google, they all use it. Of course they're listening to your phone conversations. And with that being said, I want to play this clip right here. And it's condescending, and I hate even doing it from a mainstream source, but this is the Wall Street Journal talking about Vault 7.
WikiLeaks released thousands of documents and files that it says expose hacking tools used by the Central Intelligence Agency. The leaks purportedly show that the CIA is capable of hacking smartphones, computer operating systems, automobiles, messenger applications, and even internet-connected televisions. The series of files, dubbed Vault 7, consists of 8,761 documents and files allegedly from the CIA's Center for Cyber Intelligence. Though many of the tools detailed in the documents are the kind of things you'd expect from an intelligence agency, they provide an unprecedented blueprint for how the CIA could hack individuals they're spying on.
So this first part is going to talk about consulates, which I think is extremely important. Let's do that.
Here's how they could work. Say CIA operatives are investigating a suspect in France. We'll call John. According to the leaks, CIA hackers operate out of the U.S. consulate in Frankfurt, Germany, using it as a base to cover Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. From the confines of the consulate, the CIA can track John's activities around France. The CIA purportedly has a few techniques it can use to hack into versions of Apple's iOS, the mobile operating system used in iPhones. The WikiLeaks documents detail malware, allegedly used as a hacking tool, that appears to remain on an iPhone even after it has been rebooted, a technique known as persistence. To gain access to phones and other devices, the CIA would exploit zero-day bugs, previously unknown flaws in the operating system's code.
So let me just stop right there. Zero-day bugs is a huge issue. What does that essentially mean? That means that these people get access to not only the software, but the hardware, right? And do an extensive test on all the exploits. I'm a huge geek. You know, I root phones, I jailbreak stuff. I do all that stuff. And there are communities of hackers that find different exploits. The CIA has been doing this really since the inception of these devices and software, and have tools that consumers cannot imagine. And just getting back to the consulate thing, again, we have to remember that, like, diplomats and people we trade, like, for instance, you know, in that latest prisoner swap, what, like, espionage is real, okay? And you know what? I want to go beyond just the zero-day bug exploits and the fact that it's not just the CIA, but the FBI also has a bunch of tools out there that are not commercialized. So I was doing this interview with a gentleman named Nate Kane, who is a whistleblower on the inside that was looking at the evidence of the Hillary Clinton illegal email servers. And during that conversation, I bring up the Wiener laptop. You know, to this day, I don't know how we've allowed that story to just go by the wayside. Yes, we have the Hunter Biden laptop, but I would argue, you know, you look at that Wiener laptop at the time, remember, married to Huma Abedin, extremely and intimately connected to the Clintons. And Huma Abedin, by the way, just married Alex Soros. No big deal. I'm gonna let this clip speak for itself because this is information on the Wiener laptop and the FBI investigation that I don't know has ever been discussed.
I believe that Crossfire Hurricane, I believe, was specifically designed to keep Donald Trump out of the FBI. They had to keep him busy and keep him out of the FBI because of what they had already covered up. They had to cover up their cover up. And I think that's what it was all about.
Well, let me just stop you right there because, sure. You know, a lot of people focus in on the Hunter Biden laptop, for instance. Everybody forgets about the Anthony Weiner laptop that the FBI had never looked at. And obviously local NYPD looked at that. One of the reasons I want to intertwine that is this is the same time period where Wiener's wife, Huma Abedin, is the right-hand woman, if you will, to Hillary Clinton. It was publicly put out there. All of her emails were accessible through that laptop. And I want to remind people that the only reason Wiener, who's got his own talk show, did a little time in a country club, even got prosecuted for his behavior with underage girls, wasn't any evidence on that laptop. It was because the girl who was 15 at the time that he was Skyping with had that information on her PC, and she went to the authorities with that. Now, I want that to sink in for people because obviously – if she's got that info, they could have scraped some of that information on Wiener's laptop alone. The federales never got involved in that case. And that's something, you know, that was disappointing to me, quite frankly, with Trump, is that he didn't even go that avenue and look into that laptop and these other crimes. But you're saying one of the reasons that was is to kind of keep him away from the FBI altogether.
Yes. In fact, it's interesting, you know, you mentioned that laptop because I don't talk about it very much, but the unit that I worked for, had two parts. We did the vulnerability management, but we also, we had the penetration testing team. And so we had special tools on our laptops that would allow us, to do things that other, you know, computers in the FBI couldn't do. That's one of the reasons why I was able to put my information onto a thumb drive and get it out of the FBI that way. I didn't want to print it because I knew that they would be looking at logs for printing and it wasn't that I had anything to hide, but I needed time to be able to get this information in the right places. And I knew that, you know, if I had to go through official channels, they would have stopped it. Now, one of the things that happened, right around the same time as all of this was there was one of our special laptops that went missing from our unit. And It was loaned out, interestingly enough, to the New York field office. And I remember they were using it in some investigation up in New York, and literally right around the exact same time that that laptop went missing. And then when my boss, my federal supervisor, who was in charge of all those laptops, it was, you know, he had it on his property receipt. He tried to get that laptop back and it had gone missing, and he was held responsible for it. And he had to end up, getting, I think, suspended or something like that for it, even though it wasn't his fault. You know, somebody basically disappeared that laptop. And I think it was the laptop that was used in that investigation, based on what limited information that I had. But, you know, these kinds of things.
So let me just stop, because that's a huge story. Yeah. Now, first of all, we don't know where the Wiener laptop is. Again, when you look at the Biden laptop, a lot of people before it got into the public arena had copies of those hard drives. Okay. So it was a little harder to cover up, but again, you know, some of that stuff gets into the public arena. Some of it may be legal. Otherwise, you're talking about, when we're talking about special software, I would assume it's ultra recovery. And, you know, yeah, being somebody who does recovery software, I am quite the geek myself, sir. Probably not in your arena.
It's imaging software, recovery software, password breaking software, all of that kind of stuff and more. But yeah, the purpose of what the laptop was released for was for imaging another laptop that was in being involved in an investigation. And like I said, it disappeared. We never got it back.
And that's incredible. Forget about the Wiener laptop, the laptop they used to investigate it, folks, which honestly, because of these special tools, would have even more information than that laptop in the hands of, say, a local law enforcement. I think that's right. All right. We got a few minutes left. There was one other major story I felt like we needed to get to today. Secret Service didn't take the first shot at Trump shooter. No duh. I mean, again, look at all the evidence that we have or had in the beginning. And it was very apparent that to me, the quote unquote kill shot by the Secret Service is long after the fact and probably unnecessary at this point. So the mainstream media has tried to demonize Clay Higgins. Bizarre new Trump shooting theory emerges as lawmaker drops bombshell about second bullet. It's not a bombshell. This is stuff we should have known within the first 30 minutes of the assassination attempt. Ask yourself why they've lied about all of it. So we actually have the name of the individual that successfully shot at Crooks, okay, and disarmed him. It's Aaron Zalapone. I don't know that we've heard his name anywhere else. Okay, good for the Gateway Pundit for putting out there. This guy is a Iraq war vet, a National Guardsman, and let's just read his testimony. I hear the first three, crack, crack, crack. Oh, this is Higgins reading it. Okay, but this is his testimony. And at that point, I'm like, okay, where are we at here? I look up, I see Crooks. I got his head and shoulders, and I can see a rifle. At that point, I hear another crack, and when I start pulling my weapon up, he gets three off. As I'm getting my target acquired and getting my red dot up, I see gas emit from his barrel, his muzzle. After that, I hear a snap, a fifth shot go off, and immediately after, I pressed one off, and immediately he goes down. He goes, I know I hit him, okay, like there's no doubt about it. Now, these reports had the rifle down, him being hit and incapacitated. Why'd they choose to cave his skull out? Why didn't the Secret Service act before he got the shots off? Why don't we know the name of the officer? Why hasn't he gotten a Congressional Medal of Honor that actually shot the guy? All questions that we should be asking, but no one's even asking those questions, looking let alone looking for the answers. Folks, that's going to do it for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I apologize for the amateur hour and the cough button. Really shouldn't have done that. Please, please, please support this broadcast, support this network. It is mind-blowing to think that in a few short weeks, during this auction period, during what is going to be one of the wildest election cycles, I guarantee it, of our lifetimes, that they could take InfoWars.com away from Alex Jones. But I do believe his message, no matter what, will survive, will live on. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the supplements, get the shirts, get the books, spread the videos, spread the love. I love you guys, and we'll see you on the flip.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.